Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Did the Reading summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Hey, guys. I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Yield a hastily planned trip. Their house was freezing, as Miss Cruz put it, and she proposed a getaway until Sunday. Miss Cruz invited others to join them at the Ritz-Carlton in Cancun, where they had stayed many times, noting the room price this week, $309 a night, and its good security. The text messages were provided to the New York Times and confirmed by a second person on the thread, who declined to be identified because of the private nature of the text. Okay, so let me just say this. Whoever is leaking this and then confirming it to the Times, jackass. Like, seriously. Like, nasty thing to do. But, put all that aside, again, is it a smart political move to jet set off to Cancun in the middle of a freezing winter? Obviously, bad optics. And politics is half the optics game. That is a reality. Now, something is obviously true here. And that is that the media's attempt to paint this as the greatest act of political hypocrisy in modern American history is absurd on its face. Absolutely absurd on its face. Let me give you, say, four examples of hypocrisy in the last year. Okay, so, example number one of hypocrisy. Andrew Cuomo declaring himself an unbelievably great leader. Like, such a great leader that he won an Emmy. People declaring him the greatest leader of all time. Chris Cuomo going on TV with him and making jokes with him every night. CNN waiving its own conflict of interest rules so that they could do that little comedy routine. Andrew Cuomo being praised to the skies by Dr. Anthony Fauci. And it turns out he was lying to his own party and to the public and to the families of people who had died of COVID by suggesting that the death count in nursing homes was significantly lower than it actually was, which may in fact be a criminal act, and now he's under investigation. Okay, so that's active political hypocrisy number one, declaring yourself a leader while simultaneously avoiding the cost of leadership by failing to take responsibility for your own policies. And that's hypocrisy because you have said, essentially, that your standard is a standard that applies to no one else. You can lie, and you can cheat, and you can lie about people dying, and that's totally okay. So that is hypocrisy number one. Okay, that's example of hypocrisy number one. Hypocrisy example number two. Nancy Pelosi is very much in favor of lockdown. The entire city of San Francisco is locked down, and Nancy Pelosi waives the rules for herself to go indoors and get her hair did. Right, that is example of hypocrisy number two, because Nancy Pelosi was an advocate for many of the rules she was then breaking herself. In order to be a hypocrite, you have to be an advocate for a rule, and then you have to violate that rule. Right, so Nancy Pelosi violates that rule. Okay, similar sort of example. Gavin Newsom, very much a fan, Gavin Newsom, of the lockdown rules across the state of California, small businesses being forcibly shut, people being put out of work because Gavin Newsom will not allow them to open their businesses, even if they are trying to do so in safe and secure fashion. And then Governor Gavin Newsom heads on over to the French Laundry. Right, that is another example of political hypocrisy. And we saw lots of examples that look exactly like that one, right? You had the mayor of, I'm trying to remember which Texas city, heading on over to Cabo. It was different than Cruz because he was actively advocating that people not travel while traveling. Okay, so we'll get to Cruz in a second because Cruz, this isn't, it's a bad political move optically. It is not actually hypocrisy. In order for it to be hypocrisy, Cruz would have had to do something that he advocated for no one else. But that's not actually what Cruz did here. Cruz, again, being politically foolish here and optically ridiculous and all of that, and he's paying the price for it today. It's not actually even close to the level of these other folks. He did not advocate for Texas freezing over. He did not advocate for people to be trapped in their homes. He's not somebody who's like, you know what? It would be great if you stayed home in the middle of this freeze. I'm taking off. And if everybody could get out, presumably, he'd be in favor of everybody heading on over to Cancun. So, again, politically tone deaf on an extraordinary level for sure, and he will pay the price for that. But the media are treating the Cruz incident as significantly worse than any of the other incidents. In order for you to be a true hypocrite, you have to actually foster support for a rule, or in many of these cases, implement a rule yourself and then not abide by the rule. Right? You have to be a governor who advocates for a lockdown and then you break the lockdown. You have to be a mayor like Lori Lightfoot who says, don't go out and get your hair done and then go out and get your hair done. Right? That is an act of political hypocrisy. It's locking down people when they don't want to be locked down and then you don't have to lock down because you're the special. Okay, that's not what Cruz did here. For the 1,000th time, two things can be true at once. Politically tone deaf, not nearly meritorious of the kind of media coverage that is currently being provided with regard to Cruz. It is blanket and it is overwhelming. And these major newspapers have dedicated reporters to checking on Ted Cruz's dog. Okay, the blowback from this on the right is probably not going to be against Cruz, frankly, over the course of time, because the media always overplayed their hand. They can't just say this is politically stupid and it shows that he's uncompassionate or that he's out of touch, all of which you can make the case based on this particular incident, right? But instead, they're going so far that they're being like, what a hypocrite, what a terrible person. There's a piece over at The Atlantic talking about what an awful human being Ted Cruz is because he jet-setted off to Cancun. Right? David Graham at The Atlantic has an entire piece titled, Ted Cruz is no hypocrite. He's worse. He's worse than a hypocrite. We'll get to more of this in just one moment. First, are you looking for your next investment? Ben Shapiro here. There are 8 reasons to look at NRIA, Real Estate Development Fund. Monthly cash flow payouts up to 10% annualized with bonuses to 21% targets. They strategically choose low-risk, high-demand neighborhoods that people are moving to. Prime new construction is a sector that's short on supply, high on demand, diversification and safety from stock market risk. They have a short and long-term strategy for returns today and returns down the road. Pandemic-hardened, specially designed buildings that are open and airy, and they are in there as an industry leader. If you've been sitting on the sidelines or if you just want to diversify for safety and cash flow, start your due diligence at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net. Okay, so, as I say, the media's attention on the Ted Cruz jaunt is absolutely overwhelming. 59 pictures from the UK Daily Mail. Okay, the New York Times dedicated an entire report to the text messages between Heidi Cruz and friends. Right? Cruz told a television crew at the Cancun airport what's happening in Texas is unacceptable. He was wearing a Texas state flag mask and a short sleeve polo shirt tucked into jeans. The temperature in Cancun was above 80 degrees Fahrenheit on Thursday and in the 30s in Houston. And then when he came back to the United States, Cruz offered a new statement with a different tone when he had tried to explain the vacation without regrets. Speaking to reporters after his arrival home, he conceded the trip was obviously a mistake, said he had begun having second thoughts as soon as he boarded the plane to Mexico, intent on a few days of remote work in the sun. He said the plan had been to stay through the weekend with the family. That changes from his original statement where he said that he was going to go there, drop the kids, and come back. He said, on the one hand, all of us who are parents have a responsibility to take care of our kids, take care of our families. I also have a responsibility I take very seriously of fighting for the state of Texas. As it became a bigger and bigger firestorm, it became all the more compelling that I needed to come back. And, of course, this trended on social media. You got Flyin' Ted, which, of course, is a play on Trump's nickname for Cruz, Lion's Head. You got Fled Cruz, which Fox News used. Gilberto Hinojosa, the Democratic Texas Party chairman, said this is about as callous as any politician can get. He's a politician that has really never cared much about anybody but himself. And, of course, that criticism is going to stick with regard to Cruz because you can make that case. But the media are going further. The media are going further, and they are suggesting that this thing not only ought to be national news for a day, but it's like the worst thing that has ever happened in the history of mankind. And believe it or not, reporters were deployed to Ted Cruz's house to check on his poodle. I kid you not. Apparently, Snowflake, that's the name of his dog, was spotted by a reporter at 1 p.m. on Thursday looking out the front door. A security guard stationed outside the property said he had been tasked with feeding and tending to the dog in the freezing home. The dog was adopted by the family as a puppy in 2014. So much of this is just, you know, people hate Cruz, and this is a great, great way to dunk on Ted Cruz. But the way that this is being played in the media is that this is some sort of referendum on Republican policy in some way, which is weird, because what the hell does this have to do with policy? Again, it has to do with the politician making an absolutely bad tone deaf optical decision. What does it have to do with policy, per se? I think the answer here is pretty obvious. Not much. But that's not stopping the media from, again, going too far. Again, I give all those examples of hypocrisy. If you're going to rank those examples of hypocrisy and how much attention they deserve, it'll go Cuomo number one with a bullet, right? I mean, Cuomo was treated as the greatest governor in the history of planet Earth. And it turns out that he was lying to people openly. He was not just lying to people openly. And by the way, we knew this since May. The media just decided not to cover it until after the election. He was actively threatening other members of the New York Democratic Party. We'll get to more of this in just one moment. First, you know, when you're running a business, HR issues can absolutely kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries, those are not cheap. An average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business. They help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. It's month-to-month, no hidden fees. You can cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you felt like dealing with HR issues all day. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. If you're spending a lot on HR, no reason to do that. Instead, head on over to Bambi.com/Ben right now. Schedule that free HR audit. That is Bambi.com/Ben, BAMBEE.com/Ben for your free HR audit. Get on top of those HR issues. Bambi.com/Ben. That's Bambi.com/Ben. All righty, coming up, we're going to talk about more COVID hypocrisy, some kinds of hypocrisy the media really likes to cover, namely the ones involving Republicans. The ones with Democrats, not so much. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hello, I'm Jose Hernandez, and I have been using a wheelchair since my accident in 1995.
My name is Andrea Delzal, and I've been using a wheelchair since I was 5 years old.
I guess if I had one message for the general public, it would be that I appreciate your help, but please, ask first.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that I've actually got everything under control.
I think people get nervous. They don't know how to act, so they pretend I'm not there.
What probably bothers me the most is when waiters talk to my companion and not directly to me.
I think everyone with a disability can relate to that parking spot problem.
We know you're just parking in that disabled spot for a second, but please, don't. We're just looking for the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
United Spinal Association is dedicated to enhancing the quality of life of people living with spinal cord injuries and disorders. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle.
Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the media only like to really cover some kinds of bad behavior. Those are the ones that Republicans do. When Democrats do something way worse, then it's like, well, I suppose we have to cover it, but does it really deserve blanket coverage? For example, New York Democratic Assemblyman Ron Kim, he came out yesterday and he was like, you know what? My family was absolutely terrified of Cuomo. Like, if you're going to talk about the disparity in coverage, most of the major networks last night carried blanket coverage for Ted Cruz going to Cancun. How many of them have ever had blanket coverage for Andrew Cuomo, the sitting governor of New York, actively lying about how many people died in nursing homes because of his crappy COVID policy and actively threatening other members of the Democratic Party? Which one of those is a bigger story? Just on a pure objective level. One might be more fun to meme. One might be more fun to dunk on. But it's pretty obvious which one of these is a bigger story the media should be paying attention to. Here is New York Democratic Assemblyman Ron Kim explaining that the sitting governor of New York, the greatest of all governors in the history of the world, was actively threatening him.
Governor Cuomo called me the next day at 8 p.m. while I was about to bathe my kids. I was with my wife. And for 10 minutes, he berated me. He yelled at me. He told me that, you know, my career will be over. He's been biting his tongue for months against me. It was loud enough for my wife to hear, and I tried to shield her, but she was in shock. I mean, she didn't get any sleep that night, and we were terrified. And, you know, she left. He left a shocking moment for all of us in our family.
Okay, but that's not nearly as worthy of coverage as the fact that Senator Cruz threatened no one, went to Cancun, and then came back. Again, not a justification for the optics. This is not whataboutism. This is a pure referendum on how crappy the media are at their jobs. In one case, you have a governor actively lying about how many people died in his state because of his policy and threatening members of his own party. And on the other hand, you have a Republican senator in Texas in the middle of a freeze that he is not responsible for. Also, by the way, not a state official. He's not the governor of Texas. He's not the Houston. He's not the mayor of Houston. He did what he was supposed to do as a senator in the sense that he not flying. He did what he was supposed to do in terms of policy by contacting the White House and asking for a federal emergency declaration, which was then received. Biden put one out. Cruz is not responsible for the freeze. Cruz is a senator. He's responsible for the political dumbassery of not heading over to a local church and handing out blankets or something, the way that Beto O'Rourke is. Like, O'Rourke at least understands that side of the business. But you're responsible for that, for sure. But that is not on the same par. I mean, again, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, was ripping into Cuomo yesterday. How is it not a bigger story that the mayor of New York is ripping into the governor of New York for being a liar and an authoritarian?
It's a sad thing to say, Mika, but that's classic Andrew Cuomo. A lot of people in New York State have received those phone calls. You know, the bullying is nothing new. I believe Ron Kim, and it's very, very sad. No public servant, no person who's telling the truth should be treated that way. But yeah, that the threats, the belittling, the demand that someone change their statement right that moment, many, many times. I've heard that, and I know a lot of other people in this state have heard that.
Remember, this is not a big story. What's a big story is that Ted Cruz went down to Cancun with his daughters and then came back. That's the big story here. Politically tone deaf, not hypocrisy, and not really having anything to do with policy. Doesn't matter. The Atlantic, of course, tries to go too far. There's an entire piece saying that Ted Cruz is worse than a hypocrite, according to David Graham. Why? Well, because Ted Cruz backs libertarian energy policy, and that means that he's really bad. And according to David Graham, Cruz's approach to politics and Texas's approach to electrical generation flow from the same libertarian-inflected, low-regulation, small-government vision. In this worldview, the government's role is to set a minimal baseline requirement, offer market-based incentives to ensure they work, and then stay the hell out of the way. Consider how this works out in the case of electricity. The lower 48 U.S. states are divided into two big electrical grids, except for Texas, which maintains its own independent system. The state maintains a separate grid to avoid having to comply with federal regulation. If Texas had been connected to the broader national grid, the state might have been able to borrow power that would have filled the hole left when the large parts of the system failed in the storm. Instead, Texas has experienced staggering blackouts. Okay, what in the world does this have to do with Ted Cruz going down to Cancun? Ted Cruz is not in favor of people living without electricity. So what in the world? Like, seriously? So basically, it's Ted Cruz went to Cancun, therefore all Republican policy is bad. Same thing in Politico. The swaggering Texas brand of free market governance that's central to the state's political identity is taking a beating, according to Mark Caputo. So Ted Cruz goes down to Cancun, and the answer is, you know what, we need more regulation. What do these have to do with one another? Seriously, there's a far better case that what Texas really needs is less investment in wind and solar and more investment in nuclear energy. There's a strong case to be made for that. But I don't know what any of that has to do with Ted Cruz going to Cancun. Why can't we keep these things separate? Because people in the media do not want these things to be separate. It's just about, hey, we can dunk on Ted Cruz. And since we're dunking on Ted Cruz and we don't like Ted Cruz and it's fun to dunk on Ted Cruz, that means that Texas's energy policy is super bad and you should vote for Democrats, not because you should get rid of Cruz, right? You should vote for Democrats across the board. You should vote against John Cornyn. You should vote against Greg Abbott. You should vote against Dan Crenshaw, like every Republican. Again, you can make a savvy political case that Cruz is going to face some really tough sledding in the next Texas election because of this specifically. But it's going to be hard to make the case that every Republican ought to pay the brunt because Ted Cruz went to Cancun or something. That's a very, very silly argument. Alrighty, coming up, COVID policy. Yeah, it ain't good. And it's especially not good because we have new data on how close we are to herd immunity. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
WCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Pop some popcorn, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to celebrate local filmmakers with the 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival. Happening March 6th, the Sundial Film Festival is presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading. The event has gone virtual this year, so you can enjoy the array of films from the comfort of your own home. It's free to view the Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th at 6 p.m. All you have to do is go to sundialfilmfestival.com and RSVP. The 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th online at sundialfilmfestival.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Kintsugi by Alec and Bradley. Kintsugi is a pleasurable, medium-bodied experience. Notes of cinnamon, earth, and wood are prominent throughout, with very subtle hints of amaretto and almonds. Come down to the shop for your Kintsugi today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
President Joe Biden's presidency, hey, hinges in large part on his success in handling the pandemic. But nearly a month into power, he's beginning to discover just how much of that task is out of his control. Oh, you see, it's not that he's blowing it, and it's not that he's bad at this. And it's not that it's mishkabobbled. It's that it's just out of his control, guys. I mean, you can't blame the old sucker. I mean, why exactly would you think that it was in his control in the first place? So, after a year of everything that goes wrong is Donald Trump's fault, up to and including a crazy lady in Arizona feeding her husband fish tank cleaner and him dying of it. Everything is Trump's fault. Every single thing. Because the buck stops here. Now Biden's in office, and we're like a month in. And Politico's like, well, you know, a lot of things aren't in his control, guys. I mean, can we really blame him? The White House is locked in a delicate dance with governors over reopening schools, distributing COVID shots, and enforcing mask mandates, but Biden seemed wary of alienating key state leaders, even as it takes stock of the lurching response to the crisis. Governors, in turn, are starting to push back on the first federal efforts to pressure them. The administration has poured energy into courting both Democrats and Republicans, pitching itself as an equal partner, an eager collaborator. It's a sharp contrast from the Trump era, when most decisions were thrown to the states. Yes, because most decisions should be done at the state level. If it had been up to Biden, Florida would have been locked down like California, not the opposite. This whole time, governors have felt like they're the ones under the gun, said one advisor to several governors. They understand the way this has been set up. People are inclined to blame them if things don't go well. Yet the federal government's charm offensive threatens to bog down Biden's early efforts to rein in the virus and claim political credit for restoring a sense of normalcy. Yeah, you know, it's tough being Biden. The angle of these articles is so great. I mean, it's so perfectly predictable. Everything Donald Trump did was super duper duper terrible on every possible level. Not just the bad stuff, all of the stuff. Everything Joe Biden does that's incompetent and bad. By the way, where is Joe Biden in the middle of all this Texas freeze? He called a lid yesterday at like 8 a.m. His campaign has just continued, meaning he's just asleep. He's just watching Matlock all day. So whatever, it's all wild. Meanwhile, his administration continues to be a complete mess when it comes to exactly how to treat COVID. So Dr. Anthony Fauci, the greatest of all doctors, except for Dr. Joe Biden, he is now saying, maybe we'll get back to normal in fall or winter. In fall or winter. Okay, now, in a second, I'm going to explain why this is crazy, why we should be back to normal essentially by summer. But here is Dr. Anthony Fauci saying, maybe fall, maybe winter, maybe never. Here's Dr. Fauci, the greatest of all doctors, sexiest man alive, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
If you're going to ask, is what about getting back to a situation where you can have theaters that might be able to have below capacity, that restaurants, indoor dining can be happening, but with moderately diminished capacity. That's going to be somewhere between the fall and the end of the year. If you say, no, wait a minute, I really want to know when it's going to get to as close to normal that you almost don't know the difference between what it was before. Maybe you're going to still have to wear masks. That likely will be, as the president said, by the end of the year, by Christmas.
Maybe you'll still have to wear masks by Christmas? No. Here's my answer. No. No. Once there's widespread vaccination, the masks are coming off, we're all going to ball games. And if you don't want to do that, stay home. Really, stay home at that point. If you're so scared of your own shadow that after people who are vulnerable have taken a vaccine that creates 95% immunity for a disease that for people under the age of 65 still was going to kill about 5 in 1,000 people who actually got it, and now you have 95% immunity from that 5, which means, according to my mathematical calculations, you are now down to 0.5 out of 1,000, and you're still staying home? Okay, at that point, it's on you, man. I got nothing for you. Really nothing. We'll get to more of this in just one moment. First, let's talk for a moment about medical problems that are awkward and difficult to solve. Well, some are awkward and not difficult to solve, like erectile dysfunction. I know that's awkward to talk about, but not difficult to solve. This is why you need Roman. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is really easy. Just go to GetRoman.com/Ben, complete an online visit. ED used to be tough to tackle. Now there is Roman. Complete that online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and get it taken care of quickly and easily. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben today. If you're approved, you get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That is GetRoman.com/Ben, GetRoman.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. If you got a medical problem, there's no reason not to wait around on it and not get it solved instead. Why not just go get it solved right now at GetRoman.com/Ben. Get started today. You get $15 off your first order of ED treatment with GetRoman.com/Ben. Now, by the way, this is all very silly because the reality is, according to Dr. Marty McCary, who's been a frequent guest on this program from Johns Hopkins University, he's a professor over there at the School of Medicine, he has an article in the Wall Street Journal pointing out that COVID cases have dropped 77% in 6 weeks. According to Dr. McCary, we're going to have herd immunity by April. By April. He says, amid the dire COVID warnings, one crucial fact has been largely ignored. Cases are down 77% over the past 6 weeks. If a medication slashed cases by 77%, we'd call it a miracle pill. Why is the number of cases plummeting much faster than experts predicted? In large part because natural immunity from prior infection is far more common than can be measured by testing. Testing has been capturing only from 10 to 25% of infections, depending on when the pandemic someone got the virus. Applying a time-weighted case capture average of 1 in 6.5 to the cumulative 28 million confirmed cases would mean about 55% of Americans already have natural immunity. Now add people getting vaccinated. As of this week, 15% of Americans have received the vaccine. The figure is rising fast. Former Food and Drug Commissioner Scott Gottlieb estimates 250 million doses will have been delivered to some 150 million people by the end of March. Says Dr. McCary, there is reason to think the country is racing toward an extremely low level of infection. As more people have been infected, most of whom have mild or no symptoms, there are fewer Americans left to be infected. At the current trajectory, I expect COVID will be mostly gone by April, allowing Americans to resume normal life. He says the antibody studies almost certainly underestimate natural immunity. Antibody testing doesn't capture antigen-specific T cells, which develop memory once they are activated by the virus. Survivors of the 1918 Spanish flu were found in 2008, 90 years later, to have memory cells still able to produce neutralizing antibodies. Researchers at Sweden's Karolinska Institute found the percentage of people mounting a T-cell response after mild or asymptomatic COVID-19 infection consistently exceeded the percentage with detectable antibodies. COVID-19 deaths in the United States would also suggest much broader immunity than recognized. About 1 in 600 Americans has died of COVID-19, which translates to a population fatality rate of about 0.15%. The COVID-19 infection fatality rate is about 0.23%. These numbers indicate that roughly two-thirds of the U.S. population has had the infection. In my own conversations with medical experts, says Dr. McCary, I've noticed they too often dismiss natural immunity, arguing we don't have the data. The data certainly doesn't fit the classic randomized controlled trial model of the old guard medical establishment. There's no control group. But the observational data is compelling. He says that his prediction that COVID will basically be gone by April is based on lab data, mathematical data, published literature, and conversation with experts. It's also based on direct observation of how hard testing has been to get, especially for the poor. If you live in a wealthy community where worried people are vigilant about getting tested, you might think most infections are captured by testing. If you've seen the many barriers for testing to low-income Americans, you might think very few infections have been captured. Keep in mind, most infections are asymptomatic, which still triggers natural immunity. As McCary points out, herd immunity has been well documented in the Brazilian city of Manaus, where researchers in The Lancet reported the prevalence of COVID-19 infection to be 76%, resulting in a significant slowing of the infection. So basically what he's saying is there's a lot of public pressure not to talk about herd immunity because people freak out. But the reality is we are almost there. We are almost there. But notice, Democrats are not enthusiastic about talking about us being almost there. Nancy Pelosi is out there saying maybe even after mass vaccination, we still won't reopen. Okay, at this point, you got to say these people love the control. They love the control. At the beginning of this pandemic, I thought it was completely fair to talk about lockdowns. I talked about it on the show. Right? Slowing the spread made sense. I explained it on the program. One of the things I said is the problem with slowing the spread now is that there will be widespread spread later, which, of course, was true. But once it became clear the trajectory of the virus and how it acted, it has become clearer and clearer, and the way the Democrats acted about this. I was living in L.A. where we were locked down. I mean, locked down tight, welded in our homes. I mean, you couldn't go out to a park. They shut down parks. They took yellow tape and put it around parks. They shut down beaches. They shut down hiking trails in L.A. And then the minute the George Floyd protests started, then it was like, okay, everybody out in the street, let's party. And I was like, okay, at this point, it is perfectly obvious that you guys are not serious about this. I'm sorry, Nancy Pelosi and crew are not serious about this. Here's Nancy Pelosi being so serious as a heart attack. She says, maybe we won't even reopen after the vaccinations. Yeah, at this point, GFY.
The important point to make on this is where there is a high incidence of COVID, most of those schools are virtual or hybrid anyway. They're not actual. They're not actual. And the vaccination might not make it actual anyway. So, again, there has to be a judgment made from the community as to how they go forward.
Oh, well, you know, that's okay. Well, I guess that if she says so, if medical expert Nancy Pelosi says that vaccination really does nothing, it's unbelievable. You're trying to get people to take the vaccine right now, and then you are simultaneously telling them that even after mass vaccination and herd immunity, we're still going to be wearing masks in December. Absolutely asinine. The dumbest thing in the world. Even if you don't believe it. And we know that Dr. Fauci is fond of telling the noble lie, right? I mean, he said that he told people wrongly. He lied to them. He said masks don't do anything because he wanted to make sure that only medical workers got the PPE. Remember this. But if Dr. Fauci is fond of telling the noble lie, even if he doesn't believe that we'll be back to normal by summer if we all get the vaccine, shouldn't he be saying it? By the way, he'd be more medically correct than he is right now when he's saying that we're going to be December, January of next year before we take off the mask. That ain't happening. It is not happening. Yeah, I can see human behavior. We're in a free state here in Florida, and you can see people who have had vaccines, they're not going to want to wear that mask for much longer. You can see that people who have had the disease and they've recovered and they're okay, they're not going to want to do this for much longer. People want to go back to their regular lives. I know Democrats don't, apparently, but there are lots of people who do. And if you don't like it, you're going to have to just get out of the way. Nonetheless, the desire for control is astonishing. Representative Katie Porter from California, she says, listen, we can't put kids back in school. We just can't. I mean, sure, all the data says we can, but we can't.
What's going to happen when they do all go back to school? And that's where Senator Michael Bennett from Colorado and I have authored a letter to the Department of Education pointing out to them that we can't just put kids back in school as if their learning and social and emotional development has not been severely interrupted. And this problem is particularly acute with regard to math and science education. So it's a workforce issue.
Amazing. I mean, we can't just go back to school, ever. Yep. No, it's not about control, though. They're all about the science over here. They're all about the science. Meanwhile, they all send their kids to private school. That would be hypocrisy, as long as we are talking about the politics of hypocrisy. Okay, in just a second, we are going to get to a fascinating article in Reason Magazine talking about how the country is polarizing on every line. I mean, like, consistently. First, are you looking for your next investment? Ben Shapiro here. There are 8 reasons to look at NRIA, Real Estate Development Fund. Monthly cash flow payouts up to 10% annualized with bonuses to 21% targets. They strategically choose low-risk, high-demand neighborhoods that people are moving to. Prime new construction is a sector that's short on supply, high on demand. Diversification and safety from stock market risk. They have a short and long-term strategy for returns today and returns down the road. Pandemic-hardened, specially designed buildings that are open and airy, and they are in their 15th year as an industry leader. If you've been sitting on the sidelines or if you just want to diversify for safety and cash flow, start your due diligence at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to talk about, broadly speaking, the biggest problem our country faces right now. We'll get to that in a moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one
have... I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. 15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha Ski. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So there is one big problem that really is overarching and undergirds all the other problems in our country right now, and that is everything is political, every single thing. I think this is the biggest problem in the country today, really, right now, is that politics has infused every aspect of our life. There is nothing in our lives that is not political. And something that you saw with Gina Carano, you can't even watch an entertainment show now without having to think about politics. You saw this with sports. This is having a dramatic impact on the social fabric. It's something I've been talking about for a very long time. It is very, very bad for the country. And the left has wanted it for a long time, ever since the 60s when the left declared that the personal is political, meaning that whatever you do in your personal life is actively a political move, right? Your sex life is political. What you shop for is political. Where you went to school is political. What this leads to is identity groups based on politics, and those identity groups are feel threatened the moment somebody disagrees with them. That leads to a tearing apart of the culture. See, here's the thing. Normally, an identity group is rooted in immutable characteristics, right? Being black is being in an identity group, at the very least, because if somebody attacks the color of your skin, that is an attack on an immutable characteristic shared by millions of other people. If somebody attacks your politics, that is not an identity group, right? Politics as an identity group is mutable. You can shift your politics. People do it all the time. So there is a difference between attacking somebody for race and attacking someone for politics. But the problem is, once you make politics your identity, and that identity is expressed in a wide variety of ways across all of American life, what you end up with is a mathematics whereby where you shop is political. And if I don't shop at your store, this means I'm insulting you and I'm offending you and I've done something wrong to you as a human being. Reason Magazine has a great piece out today by J.D. Tecile titled Politics is Seeping into Our Daily Life and Ruining Everything. He runs down some of the data on this point. According to a new paper in the Journal of Public Policy and Marketing by researchers from Arizona State University, the University of Wyoming, and four other U.S. universities, quote, political polarization is having far-reaching impacts on American life, harming consumer welfare, and creating challenges for people ranging from elected officials and policymakers to corporate executives and marketers. The researchers find that people's chosen political identities become self-reinforcing through associations with groups with shared beliefs. Our associations can even create a group-shared specific reality that makes it harder to relate to those with opposing views. According to the researchers, as society has become increasingly polarized, politicians' objectives diverge and their animosity toward the opposition grows, thereby reducing opportunity for compromise. Partisan incivility is a major reason for failed dialogue. Uncivil exchanges result in disagreement and greater polarization regardless of the evidence presented. According to Reason, people's partisan identities influence the range of people with whom they are willing to have relationships, the brands they purchase, and the jobs they take. In an era of public health concerns, people choose positions on matters like vaccines or mask wearing, not based on rational assessment of the issues, but on a plug-and-play adoption of their tribe's stances. The researchers say, with political positions influencing decisions, people may sacrifice wages, lose out on jobs, make suboptimal purchases, and disregard opportunities to save. For example, research has found that employees accept lower wages to work for politically like-minded entities, and people may select higher-priced products or ones that offer less functional value. Polarization has the potential to prevent neighbors or colleagues of opposing parties from developing friendships. This ultimately deprives individuals of intellectual diversity, among other things. Now, this all builds on a mountain of data. There was a 2018 survey that found that nearly two-thirds of consumers around the world will either buy or boycott a brand solely because of its position on a social or political issue. In the United States, that number was 59%. In 2020, there was another survey that reported that 83% of millennials find it important for the companies they buy from to align with their values, which means that the price and quality of the products is actually secondary, which is a problem in the marketplace. If you want better things, you need competition in the marketplace, not based on the politics of the corporation, but instead based on the quality of the product. That's how we all get better products. The reason you get new iPhones every couple of years is because Android is on their tail. But if you've decided that you don't like the politics and Android, and so you're always going to buy the iPhone, well, that just means that you're providing a base for a company that no longer has to innovate. Christine Moorman wrote for Forbes, these leaders hope their political activism will help shape public opinion and potentially lead to lasting change, while simultaneously cementing their reputations as moral leaders or change agents. Since then, the trend has only intensified. Recent events accelerate a broader movement in business to address social and political issues, according to a piece in the Wall Street Journal from January. Pennsylvania State University Professor Daniel Della Posta asked in a study published in June 2020, what if polarization is less like a fence getting taller over time and more like an oil spill that spreads from its source to gradually taint more and more previously apolitical attitudes, opinions, and preferences? Even many initially apolitical lifestyle characteristics, from musical taste to belief in astrology, can become politicized as signals for deeper beliefs and preferences, a tendency most saliently captured in the popular image of the latte liberal. It also happens to be that when you do all of this, what you do is make American life worse, because there is no common way that we can share anything. If I share a product with somebody, I have now poisoned the product. This happens regularly, by the way. There's a survey that was done fairly recently in which it was from Harvard Business Review, I believe it's 2018, and they created essentially a focus group. And the focus group was made up of conservatives and liberals and people in between. And the focus group examined two companies. One company, well, actually three. One was a company. It's just called, you know, Generic Corp. And Generic Corp had no politics. And they asked people what they thought of Generic Corp. And it turns out people were okay with Generic Corp. It was fine. Then Generic Corp identified as a liberal organization. And the numbers were exactly the same. People were like, okay, we're fine with that. That's cool. Then Generic Corp identified in this study as a conservative organization. And its public perception dropped 33 points. 33 points. Obviously, that was all liberals and leftists who decided that they hated this corporation. They understand that the default is that corporations are liberal. This is the thing about renormalization of American politics. I've talked about this at length, and this is really what Reason is talking about. The renormalization of American politics happens when one intransigent group of people decide that they are not going to go along with commonly held beliefs, and they cudgel everybody else into silence. They emotionally blackmail everybody else. So what exactly is going to hold us together? As things become more and more political, things get worse and worse. The answer is not politics. The answer is community connection. The answer is church. The answer is getting to know your neighbors and having conversations with your neighbors. But all of this has been banned. This is the culture that we now occupy, and it's a culture that we're going to have to fight back against if we actually wish to preserve the country moving forward into the future. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo coming out swinging, saying he did not misrepresent COVID-19 deaths among nursing home and assisted living residents.
We provided the Department of Justice with truthful information in our response. It is a lie to say any numbers were inaccurate. That is a lie. Total deaths were always reported to nursing homes and hospitals.
The Democratic governor has come under fire increasingly in recent weeks over his handling of the pandemic. Major U.S. airlines say they will ask passengers on flights to the United States for information that public health officials could use for COVID-19 contact tracing. However, they say it will be strictly voluntary. Also at townhall.com, President Biden sticking with his pick for budget director, even though her confirmation remains in doubt. Greg Clugston reports.
The president says he's not going to withdraw his nomination of Neera Tanden to lead the White House Office of Management and Budget. Mr. Biden was asked about his nominee after Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia announced he would not vote to confirm her. Manchin said Tanden's overtly partisan statements on social media will have a toxic and detrimental impact on the relationship between White House Budget Director and the Congress. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he will order flags to be flown at half-staff when radio host Rush Limbaugh is laid to rest. Limbaugh died Wednesday after battling lung cancer. What a picture. NASA releasing a stunning photo of its newest rover being lowered under the Mars surface. First photo released less than 24 hours after the Perseverance rover successfully touched down. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine does not need to be stored in expensive deep freezers that have posed challenges to the vaccination campaign. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Pfizer submitted data to the Food and Drug Administration showing the vaccine is stable when stored between 13 and 5 degrees Fahrenheit, temperatures commonly found in pharmaceutical freezers and refrigerators. The company is asking the FDA to update its authorization of the vaccine to allow for vials to be stored at these temperatures for a total of 2 weeks, as an alternative or complement to colder freezers. In a statement, they've said, if approved, the new storage option would offer pharmacies and vaccination centers greater flexibility in how they manage their vaccine supply. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A federal judge in New Jersey says the lawyer who killed her son and seriously wounded her husband also had been tracking Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Kia and Hyundai restoring services crippled by a power outage that some say may well have been a ransomware attack.
The outages affect dealers' ability to order vehicles and parts while knocking offline a smartphone app that owners use to remotely start and warm up vehicles. Both Kia and Hyundai said they had no evidence the outages were caused by ransomware, which scrambles data until a victim pays to have it decoded. Neither would provide an explanation for what caused the outages. The cybersecurity news outlet Bleeping Computer reported Wednesday it obtained a note in which the ransomware gang Doppelpaymer was demanding $20 million from Hyundai to decode scrambled data. Keith Peters reporting.
Well, the Air Force Inspector General will conduct a second investigation into racial and ethnic disparities. Service leaders say the review will include gender and additional racial categories such as Asian and American Indian. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Eventually, we're all going to be back to regular life by April, which would just be fantastic, since as you have checked your calendar, you will have noticed that we are now in late February. So not all that long left, gang. Not all that long left. We'll get to that with Dr. Makary in short order. First, we have to talk about the actual policy being promulgated by the Biden administration. I know that it's tempting to cover all of the stupid stories of the day, like Ted Cruz went to Cancun, and we've talked about that. But let's be real. What Biden is about to promulgate is much more impactful to your life than any politician jetting to Cancun while his state is raising. Right? That's bad optics. What Biden is about to push is horrifyingly bad policy. So let's begin with his immigration plan. According to Eugene Robinson, it's the best immigration plan. Now, Eugene Robinson is a leftist columnist over at the Washington Post. He says the Biden administration's blueprint for immigration reform is already facing criticism as being far too ambitious to have a prayer of getting through Congress. But the bold plan has one thing in its favor. It actually tries to deal with reality. So, quick note. Whenever somebody on the left uses the word bold, get ready, gang. Bold is just code word for this crap is going to cost you so much money, it's going to make your head explode. President Biden proposes a pathway to citizenship for all of the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants now in the country who follow the rules and stay out of trouble. For all of them. By the way, the estimate that there are only 11 million undocumented immigrants, meaning illegal immigrants in the country right now, that estimate is way low, way low. When all is said and done, I'll bet you it's more like 15 to 20 million people who are in the country illegally right now. Now, the way they should be treated is we should assess you the same way we would if you were entering the country legally. Are you a benefit to the country or are you not? Are you going to provide economic incentive? Have you been a good citizen? Have you contributed to your community? And if you have, you get to stay. And if not, you have to go. I don't see why you should be held to a different standard just because you're already here. I mean, cross the border without actually going through our processes. You should go to the back of the line. You should have to wait. And then we should assess whether you ought to be a citizen. You shouldn't be automatically granted citizenship just because our government has been too remiss in not actually doing anything about your violation of the law. But, says Eugene Robinson, rather than nibble at the edges of the problem, Biden calls for a global solution, analogous to the sweeping amnesty Ronald Reagan engineered in 1986, which, by the way, was terrible policy. That was supposed to be the last amnesty. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Whatever you think about the new president and his team, says Eugene Robinson, no one can accuse them of thinking small. No, nobody's accusing them of thinking small. We're accusing them of being small-minded in many ways, but thinking small, no. These are big and crazy ideas. Republicans are going to ridicule the idea. We'll likely declare a debt on arrival, but they would subject a more modest proposal to the exact same treatment. This is also my favorite thing from the left, is I'm going to propose something totally crazy, and you're going to call it crazy. But if I had proposed something not totally crazy, you would still call it crazy, so I'm going to propose this crazy thing. Or how about this? How about you actually propose something that's not crazy, and then we discuss it? Could we do that? Biden is right to start by demanding the reforms the country actually needs, rather than the sort of tentative opening bid that leaves the situation of most resident non-citizens unaddressed. The fact is the undocumented are not going away. They're not going to self-deport, as Senator Mitt Romney famously suggested when he was running for president in 2012. Well, that actually is not true. There were a lot of people who were illegally in the United States who actually did leave during the economic downturn from 2008 to 2016. There were a bunch of people who left the country. But, says Eugene Robinson, since the Reagan amnesty, the way our political system has dealt with the undocumented could be described with apologies to Daniel Patrick Moynihan as malign neglect. President Obama did give some measure of security to almost 800,000 migrants who were brought here without papers as children. Beyond that, the undocumented have been treated more like political props than living, breathing human beings, much less as neighbors. Well, I mean, that's really not true. The vast majority of illegal immigrants have not been deported. They've been in the country with their kids going to public schools and taking advantage of taxpayer dollars. Some of them pay taxes. Many do not. Okay, so the notion that illegal immigrants have been horribly mistreated is not true. There are some illegal immigrants who certainly have been mistreated, but the notion that, broadly speaking, illegal immigrants have been mistreated is obviously not true. Otherwise, they would presumably self-deport. As Eugene Robinson says, they are not going to. So what exactly is going to be in this Biden proposal? Biden's proposal would allow farm workers, migrants brought here as children, and those who have temporary protected status because of threats in their homelands to apply for citizenship in 3 years. The rest of the undocumented would have to wait 8 years to apply to be citizens, so they get to stay here for 3 years while they wait to apply. And then, if you are just here and you're an adult, you have to wait 8 years to apply to be a citizen. You'd have to pass a background check. The amnesty would cover only those in the country before January 1st of this year, which, of course, is how exactly are you going to tell that? Like, really, how are you going to tell that? The whole purpose of illegally immigrating is so that we can't tell who is here. How are you going to know if somebody came here on January 1st or came here January 3rd? That's ridiculous. There's a reason there's a giant rush to the border right now. So, Eugene Robinson is cheering all this. It's going to be radical policy. We've spoken with the former head of Border Patrol. We've spoken with the former head of ICE. They understand that this is basically a recipe for a mass rush on the border. So that's one thing that Biden is pushing. He is also pushing forward the so-called Equality Act. The Equality Act is an extremely dangerous piece of legislation. It's extremely dangerous because it goes beyond what Justice Gorsuch just did in the recent case where he declared, ridiculously enough, that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was designed to cover transgenderism, which is insane. Okay, it's completely anti the text. It's completely anti the actual meaning of the text. It's completely anti the context of the time. It was a ridiculous decision by Justice Gorsuch. It essentially meant that now women get to compete in men's sports or vice versa, mostly vice versa. It meant that boys and girls locker rooms could go away. It meant that you could see single-sex bathrooms disappear, go the way of the dodo bird. It meant any discrimination on the basis of perceived gender identity would be per se unlawful. Okay, the Equality Act goes even further, because at least what Justice Gorsuch did in his Supreme Court decisions was try to create a carve-out for religious institutions. Right? He engaged in the so-called Utah approach, which is where you broaden non-discrimination law but create broader carve-outs for religious institutions. Now, I'm not a fan of that approach because, frankly, I think a lot of non-discrimination law is unconstitutional on its face. That's not to speak in favor of discrimination. Discrimination is evil in the vast majority of cases. Right. The reason I say the vast majority of cases is because you can discriminate on the basis of something that is actually relevant. Like, for example, whether somebody's good at a job or not. That is a form of discrimination. It's just the kind of discrimination we're all okay with, as Thomas Sowell talks about. But anti-discrimination law goes too far by restricting freedom of association, and it restricts freedom of contract, and it restricts all sorts of other freedoms that are deeply embedded in the American way of life. In the same way that free speech protects speech you don't like, freedom of association protects associations you don't like. Anti-discrimination law does the reverse. It says you can only associate with people we say you can associate with, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so the Utah approach was you broaden anti-discrimination law and then you have religious carve-outs. I don't like that very much, but at least you have the religious carve-outs in consonance with the First Amendment. The Equality Act does none of that. There are no religious exemptions to the Equality Act. The Equality Act essentially adds gender identity as a protected characteristic under federal law. It suggests that federal and state governments are going to have to pay for transgender surgeries, for example. Taxpayers will have to foot the bill for that. That prisoners will get to pick which jail they go to based on their self-perceived gender identity. The Equality Act is a very, very divisive piece of legislation because, again, if you really want to push conservatives to the wall, attack their religious freedom. If the Equality Act were to go forward, Essentially, what it would mean is that every religious nonprofit in America with traditional views on sex and sexuality would immediately be defunct. That is, if the Equality Act were not found unconstitutional, which I think it probably would be, because it does not make any room for religious freedom. If the Equality Act were to pass and not be found unconstitutional as written, the Equality Act would essentially remove nonprofit status from every single traditional church in America. It would say that every religious school in America would have to educate kids the way that the left wants your kids educated. That's what the Equality Act effectively does. Samantha Schmidt over at the Washington Post writes, Democratic U.S. lawmakers on Thursday introduced sweeping legislation to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity, marking the first step in advancing a set of historic measures that President Biden has pledged to sign. The Equality Act would amend existing civil rights law, such as the Civil Rights Act of 64 and the Fair Housing Act, to explicitly ban LGBTQ discrimination in the workforce, housing, education, credit, jury service, and other areas of American life. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, our nation was founded on the promise that all are created equal and are worthy of dignity and respect, regardless of who they are or whom they love. Well, actually, that's not, no, actually, our nation was not founded on the promise that all are worthy of dignity and respect, regardless of what they do. Right? That is not part of the original bargain. You can make the argument that some of these elements should not be considered, that we shouldn't care about whether somebody is gay or straight in hiring. I don't care. I think you shouldn't care. But the notion that America was founded on the basis that personal decisions in your life have no impact at all on how other people treat you, that of course is untrue. Decades in the making, the Equality Act passed in the House in May 2019, but was blocked in the Republican-led Senate. Now, with Democratic control of the House, Senate, and White House, the reintroduction of the bill represents, quote, the best opportunity we have ever had to have comprehensive legal protections for LGBTQ people, said Alfonso David, president of the Human Rights Campaign. Senator Romney of Utah says he'll oppose the Equality Act because of its lack of religious liberty protections. Ariel Mueller, a Romney spokesperson, said, Senator Romney believes a strong religious liberty protection are essential for any legislation on this issue. Since these provisions are absent from this particular bill, he is not able to support it. So that is, yeah, this will pass in the House. It is dicey as to whether it will pass in the Senate. It's dicey whether it's constitutional, frankly, because there is still a First Amendment that says that Congress shall not abridge the freedom of religion. So this would be a pretty significant abridgment of freedom of religion. Andrew Sullivan, by the way, who is a gay man, he tweeted out, this press release from the Human Rights Campaign fails to mention this bill would nullify all religious freedom exemptions and end sex-based civil rights if they conflict with gender-based rights. Right? If you're a woman and you want to have a separate sports league, that would go away. You literally could not have it under this particular bill. So that's another piece of Biden legislation. Don't worry, he's not a radical, guys. He's a moderate. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, now is a terrible time to give big tech companies all of your personal data. Now is the time to take a stance instead. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust from My Online Protection Express at VPN. You see, every device, whether you're on your phone, laptop, or TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies cannot see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized. My network data is encrypted. The best part is you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer. You tap one button, and now, magically, you are protected. Protect that internet activity with the VPN I use every single day. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben to get 3 extra months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. You get 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. Once more, expressvpn.com/Ben. Okay, one final piece of policy. This is all just for today that Biden is pushing hard. So Biden has decided it's time to absolutely surrender to the Iranians. So remember, there are a bunch of sanctions in place on the Iranians because the Iranians have been using the money that they've garnered from their new opened economy under Obama. They were using that money to sponsor terrorism and test ballistic missiles, to create chaos around the region. The Obama administration, but they are in terms of foreign policy. It's the same exact people. The Biden administration is now going back to the Iran deal, and not just going back to the Iran deal. They are actively fomenting the ability of Iran to commit acts of terrorism. So, for example, they recently unlisted the Houthis in Yemen, which is an Iranian-backed terror group. They unlisted them as terrorists. Naturally, the number of attacks, boom, increased. Shocker. Well, now, the White House late on Thursday said it is ready to meet with Iran. Oh, look at that. Who could have predicted such a thing? the United States would accept an invitation from the EU High Representative to attend a meeting of the P5 plus one and Iran to discuss a diplomatic way forward on Iran's nuclear program. So that means they're going to get rid, presumably, of all of the sanctions. The announcement came hours after Secretary of State Antony Blinken met virtually with his counterparts from France, Germany, and the UK. The four chief diplomats issued a joint statement immediately afterward in which they commended the 2015 deal as a key achievement of multilateral diplomacy. Okay, the JCPOA basically just said to the Iranians, listen, you guys hold off on the development of the nuclear weapon for 10 years, and after 10 years, you can basically go ahead and do whatever you want. And in the meantime, you can use all of the money that you're going to get through an open market to build up your terrorist and ballistic missile testing. That was the JCPOA. A garbage deal. A full surrender to the Iranian mullahs, which is why they signed it in the first place. And now, Biden's like, let's go right back to it. They've called on Iran to cease provocative nuclear activities, including higher uranium enrichment levels that they have said have no credible civil justification, but represent a key step in the development of a nuclear weapon. Thursday's announcements shed light on how the Biden administration plans to move forward. They're going to get rid of the maximum pressure campaign that was pushing against Tehran. Instead, the White House might attempt to return to the terms of the original deal, rather than even seek negotiations to determine a new agreement. So they're going to go back to a deal that, again, allowed Iran to build up its terror capacity and its ballistic missiles in anticipation of them getting a nuke. That they want to go back to that. They're not even going to go back to a deal and say, listen, you guys have been weakened. There's a bunch of alliances that have formed in the Middle East against you. These Abraham Accords exist on the ground. You guys are yesterday's news. So if you want into the world economy, we're going to need you not only to abandon that nuclear program, but also you're going to need to cut back on terrorism and ballistic missile testing. They're not even going to do that, it sounds like. Instead, Secretary Blinken reiterated that, as President Biden has said, if Iran comes back into strict compliance with its commitments under the JCPOA, the United States will do the same. That's insane. That's insane. Secretary of State Kerry, when he was Secretary of State
over in the Obama administration,
he admitted they're using the money for terrorism. And Biden's coming in. He's like, you know what? Go ahead. Go use the money for terrorism. That's fine. Enjoy. Further complicating matters was the attack on a U.S. base near Erbil, Iraq, on Monday. The U.S. and Kurdish officials privately attribute to Iran. No U.S. official had overtly blamed Tehran for the attack as of Thursday afternoon, of course, because one of the key achievements of the Obama administration was to turn the United States White House into a PR agency for the Iranian mullahs. So we're going to go right back to that. Absolute garbage. Absolutely predictable, because it is the same team that put together that garbage deal in the first place. Don't worry, he's a moderate, guys. Totally a moderate. Alrighty, in just a second, Democrats, just being unbelievably spiteful, have decided to push forward a bill targeting President Trump personally. We'll explain. First, unhappy with your smile? You don't have to be. Thousands of people have used Candid, the clear, comfortable, removable, practically invisible aligners to help straighten their teeth, and now they love their smile. Sharon in Pittsburgh says, I wore braces as a teenager. Flash forward 30 years. I had crowding on the bottom. One of my teeth actually stuck out. That's when I made the decision to move forward with Candid, and I finally got my confidence back. Candid is here to help straighten your teeth so you can fall in love with your smile, too. Your treatment is prescribed and closely monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. You'll have the same quality of care you'd get from an in-office orthodontist from the comfort and convenience of your own home. And while other companies use general dentists, Candid only works with orthodontists. With Candid, the same orthodontist who created your plan is with you from start to finish, so you never have to wonder how you're doing. The average Candid treatment is just 6 months. You'll start seeing results way before then. It costs thousands of bucks less than traditional braces. So become your best you. Start straightening your teeth today. Right now, you can save $75 on Candid's starter kit. Go to CandidCO.com/Ben and use code Ben. That's CandidCO.com/Ben. Use code Ben. Take advantage of this limited time offer to save $75 on your starter kit. CandidCO.com/Ben. Use code Ben. Already coming up, the Democrats, adding insult to injury, have decided that they're going to go after Trump personally in Congress. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, in all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence,
Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Democrats in the House of Representatives, according to Breitbart, have now introduced legislation that would prevent former President Trump from having his name displayed on any federal project, any building, any statue, any lands, or any other type of commemoration. According to the bill's text, which was provided late last month, the legislation would prohibit the use of federal funds for the commemoration of certain former presidents. Certain former presidents. While Trump has not been mentioned by name in the proposed legislation, he is the only president to have been impeached twice by the House, and that's what the bill says. The bill, dubbed the No Glory for Hate Act, was introduced by California Democrat Representative Linda Sanchez and has 13 co-sponsors, all of whom are Democrats. For years, Donald Trump poured gasoline on lies, encouraged racism and hatred, then lit the match on January 6th, Sanchez said in a statement last month. A president who has been impeached twice does not deserve the honors bestowed on a former president. We should never glorify the hatred Donald Trump personified as president. This bill ensures there is no glory for hate, not a building, statue, or even a park bench. By the way, there is currently ongoing negotiation in the city of Chicago about whether to remove Abraham Lincoln's name from schools. So it is not just limited to Trump, obviously. The bill prevents federal funds from being used to, quote, create or display any symbol, monument, or statue commemorating any former president who has been twice impeached by the House, right? There's only one, that's Trump. It would include any highway, park, subway, federal building, military installation, street, or other federal property. The bill also prevents Trump from being buried at Arlington National Cemetery. So they're going to extend this to after the man dies. So they're not vindictive, guys. This is all about unity. According to the bill, the Secretary of Defense shall not approve a determination of eligibility for interment or inurement in Arlington National Cemetery made by the Secretary of the Army that permits the interment or inurement in Arlington National Cemetery of any former president who has been twice impeached by the House of Representatives. Also, it says that the twice impeached presidents are not entitled to receive any benefit other than Secret Service protection under such act. So you can't, like, if Trump built, remember, he's the one who came up with this idea for this garden of monuments. Right, well, he was going to create new icons in order to fight back against the iconoclasts in the Democratic Party. It was going to be this memorial statue garden thing where you're going to have a bunch of famous people from American history there. You're not even allowed to put like a little plaque that says created by Trump or sponsored by Trump. Presumably things like embassies around the world that were opened by Trump, like Trump opened the embassy in Jerusalem. They want to take his name down from that. So much unity. So much unity. These people are just, they're wonderful. and they are anti-polarization, and they are very much in favor of discussion. Co-sponsors to the legislation include a wide variety of Democrats, virtually all of them on the radical side of the party. It's probably not going to get passed just because it's bad PR for the Democrats, but certainly there is a lot of backing among the Democrats for it. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to be joined by Dr. Marty Makary from Johns Hopkins University. Why are our media so damned invested in not reporting any good news about the vaccine, about the virus? We are on an excellent trajectory right now. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
A jewel of North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
931.
The world needs more heroes, more action-oriented do-gooders, more here's how I can help right-hand men and women. The world of sarcoma is no different. And if you're thinking, what is sarcoma? We're glad you're listening. Sarcoma is a rare cancer of the body's soft tissue and bone. a cancer affecting tens of thousands of Americans every year. A cancer that has more than 70 subtypes, many of which require unique treatment options at various stages of discovery. And we lose thousands of lives to sarcoma in the U.S. on a yearly basis. The Sarcoma Foundation of America partners with heroes, do-gooders, and helpers from all walks of life to advocate for sarcoma patients through funded research and widespread awareness efforts. New and more effective sarcoma therapies are out there. We just need to work together to discover them and find a cure for this cancer once and for all. Now is the time to step up and fight the good fight against sarcoma. Join forces by visiting curesarcoma.org to learn more.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is Dr. Marty Makary, surgeon, professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins University. He's editor-in-chief of MedPage Today and New York Times bestselling author of The Price We Pay. Dr. Makary, great to talk to you.
Great to be with you, Ben.
So you have a fascinating piece in today's Wall Street Journal that is well worthy of the read, all about how close we are to herd immunity. It is amazing to see how many people in the government and the media keep downplaying the good news with regard to COVID. Well, we're hearing from the Biden administration that we can't unmask until maybe December, maybe even beyond that. We keep hearing that you know, even post-vaccination, we're not going to get back to normal. There is no normal. And yet you argue that we are actually shockingly close to herd immunity at this point in the United States.
Yeah, I think as a scientist, you've got to ask the question, what explains a 76% drop in daily cases over the last 6 weeks? And that's the data. That's not my opinion. Now, in the medical community, we, like in politics, have a lot of groupthink. And that herd mentality is not powerful, especially when it's controlled a lot by an old guard medical establishment. To be honest with you, to be frank, many of whom don't practice medicine at all. And the 76% drop in daily new cases cannot be explained by the vaccine. It cannot be explained by sudden behavior change. It can only be explained by natural immunity. Over 50% of the country right now has some natural immunity. And we've tried to study this in the past with what we call seroprevalence testing, which looks at how common people have antibodies. But guess what? The T cell has memory. It gets triggered, and it is able to produce antibodies in the future. So even if you don't have antibodies, an activated T cell confers immunity. And a study out of Sweden's Karolinska Institute that I referenced in the Wall Street Journal piece shows that activated T cell immunity is more common than antibodies being present after COVID infection. Another European study found that people who live with somebody who had COVID but never had symptoms, that person developed activated T cell immunity. And BMJ scientists, by the way, the UK scientists are often not on the same page as the US scientists. Interesting. Massive divide in thinking. Now they're smart, they developed the vaccine first with Oxford. They say that in the BMJ that we have underestimated the power of T-cell immunity. So for all those reasons, I truly believe natural immunity has driven down the curve a lot. And now we're augmenting that with vaccinated immunity, 15% of the country by the end of this week, up to 40% by the beginning of April. That suggests that we will be at herd immunity levels by April, and it's already started to kick in.
And Dr. Makary, the amount of bad news that we're hearing from our supposed health experts, the greatest of all doctors, Dr. Fauci, second only to Dr. Joe Biden, in my opinion, in terms of great doctors. Dr. Fauci keeps shifting his opinion repeatedly on this. He'll say that we're going to be much better by July than it'll be. We're much better by December. We can only reopen the schools when a stimulus package passes. We can only reopen the schools when teachers are vaccinated, but maybe they don't need to be vaccinated. Well, we're hearing the CDC standards change. Rochelle Walensky admitted that they set the CDC standards for school reopening based on stuff like teacher union input. And this was supposed to be the administration of science and taking this stuff very seriously. All of this messaging is leading to extraordinary amounts of discombobulation for Americans about whether they should even bother getting the vaccine. There are new polls out. They show that about one third of all members of the U.S. Armed Forces are saying they don't want to get the vaccine. Apparently, they're having trouble getting NBA players to do ads, cutting ads, saying that people should get the vaccine, all because we have politicians who are going out there saying things like, well, even if you've had the vaccine, you probably can still pass along the virus. You should continue socially distancing and wearing a mask until the end of time. I mean, this seems like the policy worst calibrated to getting people to take the vaccine and finally ending this thing in the near future?
Well, we've seen a politicalization of science that was going on for the last year, but now it is reaching all-time highs. And the reason I say that, it's not my opinion, Ben. The medical establishment that was hammering the government and the strategy for the last year, and there were things there to be critical of, has all of a sudden gone silent. I mean, crickets in any criticism of anything we hear about since Biden got elected. Now, I personally believe we should be criticizing any administration. Okay, I'm not saying this as a partisan. I'm saying this as, look, I was critical of things in the last administration, and I'm critical of things now. Why is it that we're not seeing any criticism? And what's happening is we're seeing the White House set these sort of political expectations, and we know those talking points are designed to calibrate perceptions and manipulate opinion so that when things happen, they're seen as, oh, this is ahead of schedule. And the reality is the school thing is a classic example. They're dragging their feet. They're winning by stalling. I wrote a piece on FoxNews.com in the opinion section yesterday about how the CDC guidelines completely politicize the issue and violate the science, including an article from top CDC scientists that was published 3.5 weeks ago in our top medical journal, JAMA. Total conflict. Now, if those CDC guidelines on schools were applied to the aviation industry, all planes would be grounded. Why is it that adults get to pack into airplanes with masks and good ventilations, which keep it safe, and there's no transmission on airplanes, and yet kids are forced to have their livelihood revoked? It's nothing more than age abuse because it's easy and it violates the science. I believe the CDC guidelines and the White House statements are simply stalling. And if you stall long enough, guess what? You win.
And Dr. Makary, one of the things that's driven me absolutely up a wall is the insistence that after you get the vaccine or after you've had the disease, that you have to continue socially distancing and masking. What exactly is the argument there? The argument there seems to be, from where I sit, that while the vaccine largely drops the levels of transmission to some unknown level, and while having had the virus drops the ability to transmit to some unknown level, that you might still transmit in very limited circumstances. And so to be safe, you should. But I mean, if you keep saying this sort of stuff, who's going to bother to get the vaccine, particularly if you're young and healthy?
Well, as you know, Ben, I'm a huge advocate of masks. And as we talked about back in April, when I wrote the New York Times piece, I called for an open society with universal masking. But you know what? We've got to be practical. And the way the old guard medical establishment says, oh, we don't know if you can transmit it after you have the vaccine. You could transmit it at just as high of a rate. You know what? We can use scientific reasoning and deductive logic, aka common sense, and say that's not really our problem right now. And in reality, the greatest public health problem that preceded COVID, that has been magnified during COVID, is loneliness. And I can tell you as a doctor, it affects a body's physiologic reserves. It affects cognition. It affects your ability to do things and your overall health state. Chronic conditions are worsened by it. People are hungry for communities. And if somebody had their vaccine, even a first dose, which, by the way, is highly effective, we're learning, you know what? Live your life. People need to rebuild communities and hug one another.
I'm Dr. Marty Makary, Johns Hopkins University. Really appreciate your time. Go check out his brand new piece in the Wall Street Journal, Why COVID Will Mostly Be Gone by April. I hope and pray that you are right, Dr. Makary. I think you are, because I think that the numbers back you. Naturally, the media will ignore this and continue to suggest that every South African variant that comes out, this will be the one that kills all of the young when all of the others have failed to do so. Dr. Makary, really appreciate the time.
Good to be with you, Ben.
All righty. In just one second, we're going to be getting into the mailbag. So if you're not a subscriber, now would be a great time to subscribe. Head on over to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use promo code Gina for Gina Carano and get 25% off. First, let's talk about the fact February is the shortest month of the year. It means you got slightly less time to check off that February to-do list. Luckily, Policy Genius can help you check off two big items with ease. You can compare life insurance rates, and you can save 50% or more in the process. That means more cash to put toward the things you care about, whatever that may be. Plus, there's absolutely no hassle. Their licensed experts work for you, not the insurance companies, so they can offer unbiased advice when you need it. Here's how it works. First, head on over to policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need. You can compare quotes from top insurers and find your best price. Policy Genius will compare policies starting at as little as a buck a day. You might even be eligible to skip that in-person medical exam. Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and the red tape. If you hit any speed bumps during the application process, they will take care of everything for you. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across over 1,600 reviews on Trustpilot and Google. So, if you're worried that March is just around the corner and you've barely gotten anything done, take a deep breath. Policy Genius will help you make the most of this short month in just minutes. You could save 50% or more by comparing quotes. Feel good knowing your loved ones would be taken care of if anything were to happen. Go to policygenius.com to get started. All righty, let's jump into the mailbag. Tatiana said, I wanted to thank you for having Father Mike Schmitz as a guest during your Friday Bible time. I love your Bible talks. I began listening to Father Schmitz's podcast and noticed he has amassed a following of people who aren't necessarily religious in any traditional sense of the word. Do you think we could be on the cusp of another great awakening or some sort of departure from mass secularism? Well, typically, times of great turmoil have driven religious observance up. So the Great Depression coincided with a lot of people going back to church. I think you could certainly see that. I think that the immediate reaction to the end of the pandemic is going to be an almost bacchanalian celebration of being able to do whatever you want. But I think that one of the things that the pandemic should have taught us is that isolation is really bad. And a lot of the isolation that the isolation killers that people use are not spiritually fulfilling. A lot of the things people do to defeat isolation, you know, going to bars and picking up people and stuff, that's not the kind of stuff that's going to materially enrich your life. Joining a religious community just might. I think a lot of people are going to try it. Sophia says, I'm 32 years old. I live in Israel. The Israeli government is implementing something they call a green passport for everyone who has received a vaccine. They will allow anyone who has received the vaccine to participate in civil society, go to restaurants, concerts, malls, flights, etc. I have reservations about getting the vaccine. I want to wait until we have more data regarding long-term side effects. What is your opinion on the green passport? And more importantly, do you think it can be practically and legally enforceable? Well, certainly it can be practically and legally enforceable. I mean, they do this on planes in the United States right now with regard to if you don't wear a mask, they will just pull you off. You know, could people forge this kind of stuff? Sure. Could people lie about it? Absolutely. But, you know, one of the problems here is that when it comes to vaccination, it's possible that if you already had COVID, you don't actually need a vaccination. So that is one of the sort of practical problems here. Why would you go get a vaccine for a disease you've already had into which you already have some natural immunity, as Dr. Makari just discussed? As far as restaurants and private enterprises doing that, again, that's their prerogative. They can if they want, I would suppose. Caleb says, my wife recently told me I'm going to be a dad. I'm ecstatic about having children. This is my first. Also scared out of my mind. How did you react when you found out you were going to be a dad? What do you know now you wish you would have known back then? Parenting is super hard, and just because it's hard doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. Right? Kids can be a giant pain in the butt, and just because the kids are being a giant pain in the butt does not mean that you are being a bad parent. In fact, it may mean that you're being a very good parent, depending on why your kid is being a pain in the butt. Recognize that nobody has all the answers. There is no handbook that has all of the answers just for your kid. And recognize the people in parenting since the beginning of time and somehow humanity has survived. Most of what you do is going to be preserving the decency of your children and protecting them and inculcating. Let's put it this way. It's a lot harder to make a child good than it is to ruin a child. So just be careful not to ruin a kid. Right? Ruining a kid is pretty easy, unfortunately. Alrighty. In just a second, we're going to be getting to a little bit of Bible talk because it is indeed a Friday. First, I'm a pretty unique dude, right? I'm truly one of a kind. That's why I sleep on a mattress designed specifically for me. And you can as well. Helix Sleep built a quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. If you like a mattress that's really soft or firm, if you sleep on your side, back, stomach, if you sleep really hot with Helix, there is a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste, like me. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. They will match you to a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. I sleep on a Helix Sleep mattress, but you don't need to take my word for it. Helix was rated best mattress of 2019 by both GQ and Wired magazine. Everything is made here in America. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you try Helix and you don't like it, they'll come pick it up right from you, no problem. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off your mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at helixsleep.com/Ben. My wife and I have that Helix Sleep mattress. Every night we get on a mattress made just for us. We took the 2-minute sleep quiz. It came in the mail. It was super easy, and it happens to be incredibly comfortable. The same will be true for your mattress as well. Go check them out. HelixSleep.com/Shapiro for up to $200 off your mattress order. That is HelixSleep.com/Shapiro. Alrighty, in just a moment, we're going to do a little bit of Bible talk because, you know, it's always good to do a little bit of uplift at the end of the week. The Bible happens to be the single most important document in the history of humanity. And on many weeks, we will do a little bit of delving into what exactly the Bible is saying to us this week. I have a little bit of an interesting take this week. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
Furnished by the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, you know what? Let's conclude the week on an up note. Let's talk a little bit about the Bible. So, I've been doing this for several years here on the program, intermittently. We'll bring up something that the Jews are reading this week in the Bible, because every week we read a portion of the Bible. And we talk a little bit about the importance of the most seminal document in the history of humankind. So, this week, the Jews read a portion from Exodus. It's a portion of the book called Truma, and it's one of the more boring portions of the book, frankly. This is all the stuff about the tabernacle, right? So, if you've ever read the Bible, cover to cover, what you'll see is there's a big section right in the middle of the book of Exodus where it just talks in excruciating detail about how to build the tabernacle. It's like you take this animal skin and then you take this kind of wood and then you coat it in this kind of gold. And it's like reading an architectural blueprint for several chapters. And so the question is why? I mean, there's a broader question there, which is why do you even need a tabernacle? Remember, before the tabernacle is established in the desert, if you remember your Bible classes on Sundays, God frees the Jews from Egypt. Moses, with God's help, splits the Red Sea, and then God reveals himself on Mount Sinai and gives the Jews the Ten Commandments, and Moses brings the law down from the mountain. And the very next thing that happens is that God then tells Moses to set up a tabernacle. This seems like a step backward in some way, right? Because God, being incorporeal, and God not having a physical body, particularly in Jewish thought, why would he need like a physical place to stay? In order to understand that, there's some beautiful writing done by my friend Jordan Peterson. He has a brand new book that's coming out. And he wrote in his lesser-known book called Maps of Meaning about some of this. And here is what Jordan wrote in Maps of Meaning. He describes the difference between what he calls the world as a forum for action or as a place of things. And so the world can be viewed in two ways, as a forum for action, a place where you do, or the world as a place of things. If the world is a forum for action, then he says the world is a place of value, a place where all things have meaning. And the meaning of the things around you generates your impetus for action. So, for example, this is actually how you teach your kids about the world. Right? It's not that you teach your baby, this is a glass, or here are the properties of glass. Instead, objects are associated with rules immediately. Right? They're conflated with rules, in fact. I have a nearly one-year-old baby. When she reaches for a glass, I tell her, don't touch the glass, it's going to break. And so immediately, the glass is associated with a certain value. Right? That is the world as a forum for action. To a child, objects have value and rules beyond scientific, right, and beyond the objective. And they carry imperatives for action. Don't touch the fire, it's hot, you're going to burn yourself. Right? It comes along with the rules. The important thing about the fire is not how the fire is constituted or the properties of the fire. It's what the fire is going to do and what that means for you as a human. Then there's another way to view the world. And that is how we adults tend to view the world, which is as a place of things, right? You got a cup on the table. It's not for anything, it's just a cup, right? Measurable, capable of manipulation by science. That's how scientists think of things, or at least try to think of things. They don't have rules for action attached to them. Well, back in the Garden of Eden, everything was done as it would be for a child. This is why the Bible describes the Garden of Eden essentially as a place for action. All objects have inherent meaning, right? You have a tree of knowledge. You have a tree of good and evil, right? There are objects, and the objects have inherent value systems that are laden in them, right? God made things, and the things are inherently good. God judges them good. A man could not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, right? Everything has a value system associated with it. Meaning is everywhere, and everything is endowed with meaning, down to a snake that is capable of making moral judgment in the Garden of Eden. Then, human beings sin in the Garden of Eden. We eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And now we enter the world of things, right? We can no longer see things as anything beyond what they are, things, right? We don't see them as things that have inherent value to them. We disconnect things from the value systems that are actually inherent in them. And this is what happens in the Garden of Eden. And so human beings are expelled from the Garden of Eden, either literally or metaphorically. And then we are set in a world of things where it's our job to till the earth. It is our job to shape and mold the world around us. We begin agriculture. We begin creating societies. Because we are shaping the world of things around us. This creates an enormous amount of subjectivity, right? Because you can create a world of things in any way that you see fit. Okay, now fast forward to the tabernacle. So God is actually reopening the way to Eden. That's what this is about. So during the Exodus, God reaches down, he intervenes in history in a direct way in the Bible. He shapes nature, and he utilizes it to the advantage of the Jews, right? But he hasn't actually given nature meaning, not yet. Right? The Red Sea is not a place of meaning. In fact, nobody goes and does tribute at the Red Sea. Even Sinai is not a place of meaning. Even though God used it as his footstool, that's not a holy place. There's nothing holy about Sinai. Jews do not consider Mount Sinai holy. It's a mountain. God went on it. It had meaning for the moment. Then God left, and there wasn't meaning on Mount Sinai anymore. It's why Jews don't care, really, about Mount Sinai as a place. Okay, but the tabernacle is different. Okay, he clothes it in skins to remind us of his original gift to Adam. Because the original gift that God gives to Adam after Adam enters the world of things is he gives Adam the first clothes in the story of Eden. At the very center of the tabernacle is the cherubim, from whom the voice of God is going to emanate. So this is the moment that God rebuilds the bridge between man and Eden. Right, so which means that we have to follow God's. What is that bridge? That bridge is God's commandments. And God is telling you about all these specific details of the tabernacle. Because he is saying that every detail of your life, all the things around you, are in fact invested with meaning. It's your job to figure out what those things are for, the teleology of those things, the telos of those things, right? In sort of Greek thought, objects also come with meaning, right? A cup is there to hold liquid. A human being is there to reason. It is your job to figure out the inherent meaning of nature and the laws that govern it, right? This is why the founding fathers talked about the laws of nature and the laws of nature's God. Right, the rights that are given to you by nature or nature's God. Right, this is all stuff that the founders believed. The tabernacle is the beginning of that, because that is God saying to human beings, you think you live in just a world of things. You don't. You live in a forum for action. You live in a world that is imbued with meaning. All you have to do is uncover it. And I'm going to give you a clue. Here are a bunch of commandments. And these commandments are going to allow you to use the physical world and manipulate the physical world around you to elevate your own level of holiness. That's why the Jews are very fond of the commandments, because the idea for Jews is that every commandment you follow helps you elevate yourself into closer connection with God. This is the hardest thing to do, honestly, on earth. The hardest thing to do is look at a world that seems meaningless and try to find the meaning that is imbued there without allowing you to project your own meaning on those things. That is the hardest thing to do. The Bible helps us do that, and that's why the Bible continues to be unbelievably important to everyday Americans and will continue to be important to human beings until the end of time. All righty. We'll be back here next week with much, much more. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Try not to burn anything down. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. In the wake of one of the worst winter storms in ages in the South, President Biden offering federal assistance to Texas.
The president called Texas Governor Greg Abbott to discuss the ongoing situation. Mr. Biden tweeted that they talked about ways the federal government can support the state's recovery from the storm. He said he told Abbott that he'll work relentlessly to get his state what they need. FEMA has already sent generators, blankets, food, and water to Texas. Greg Clugston, The White House.
NASA releasing the picture that captures a rover descending to Mars, flight system engineer Aaron Sahara.
Seeing the rover hanging underneath the sky crane, underneath our rocket-powered jetpack, this is something that we've never seen before. It was stunning.
Also at townhall.com, existing home sales on the rise.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously occupied U.S. homes increased 0.6% in January from the previous month, a sign the housing market's strong momentum from last year may be carrying over into this year. Sales jumped nearly 24% from a year earlier. Home prices also rose. The median price of a U.S. home last month was just under $304,000.
Marriott Hotels has posted its first annual loss since 2009. Marriott says it ended 2020 with a loss of $267 million, attributed to plummeting travel and tourism caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Ironically, the highest increase in demand for rooms came from China.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. On Wall Street, stocks were up just a fraction Friday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Is the all-male draft unconstitutional?
A petition from the ACLU is asking the highest court in the land to declare the male-only draft to be a violation of the U.S. Constitution. The petition notes the U.S. Department of Defense lifted the ban on women serving in combat in 2013, yet it notes the obligation for men to register for the draft upon turning 18 has yet to be applied to women. The petition argues that excluding women from the draft requirement undermines their own equality as U.S. citizens. Bob Agner reporting.
Well, major U.S. airlines say they plan to ask passengers on flights to the United States for information that public health officials could use for COVID-19 contact tracing. The trade group Airlines for America says the carriers will turn over the information to the CDC. Airlines will ask passengers for names, phone numbers, and home addresses, but it will be strictly voluntary. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. March Madness will have a much different look this year.
The whole NCAA tournament is taking place in one city, and the threat of the pandemic continues to linger. Even the bracket itself features a major change. There's no need for the four geographic regions that have been a part of past NCAA brackets. The NCAA instead is trying to use an S-curve, in which a team's placement is more dependent on its strength than its location. But it's nearly impossible to have a true S-curve because of rules preventing conference rivals from facing off early in the tournament. John Scott reporting.
In the United Kingdom, the Supreme Court has ruled that Uber drivers should be classified as workers and not self-employed. That decision threatens the California company's business model, also holds broader implications for the so-called gig economy. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, Friday's always a loaded news day, as you know, because we got to get to all the stuff we didn't get to throughout the week. But today's a very loaded news day because there's a lot going on that's somehow managing to seep beneath the surface because mainstream media is ignoring it because it reflects poorly on the Biden administration. What do I mean by things going on? Amnesty is back. It's back. Amnesty, the sequel. Talking about immigration amnesty. Did you know about that? Gun grabbing. It's back, too. That's not the sequel. That's the quintequel. Who knows how many times they've tried to take your guns. Earmarks are back, too. Did you know about that? I also have the single worst op-ed by a liberal I have ever seen written in human history, comparing homeschool parents and others who believe in, you know, crazy things like school choice, you know, comparing them to Middle Eastern terrorists. Their words, not mine. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Let's get right to it. I've got that. Also, we're going to open the show today with one of my burgeoning rock stars in the conservative movement, Governor Kristi Noem, excuse me, of South Dakota, with another terrific appearance. Producer Joe, today is what?
Yes.
Friday, so I don't want to miss it again. So let's do your worst 1960s game show voice intro to the show. It is Friday. And do your thing.
It's Friday.
Yes, it is. Always shocking to me to hear that. Brings back the halcyon days of talk radio pre the great Rush Limbaugh. Rest in peace, my friend. And let's hit the bell because we need to go.
There you go, baby.
Very nice. Here is one of my rising stars in the growing conservative bench, Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, who's been setting the world on fire, refusing to cave to liberal tyranny. Got him.
All right.
Sorry, we haven't done that in a while. It was a little fruit fly on the desk. My apologies. Yeah. I cannot let that sucker get away with it. He's just harassing me at this point, flying in my face, letting him know who's in charge. No more. I'm in charge now. Here is the great Governor Kristi Noem. If Donald Trump does not run in 2024, I'm getting a look from Paul of that, then a DeSantis-Kristi Noem ticket would be spectacular. Here's Kristi Noem asked by a member of the media in South Dakota if there should be not only a mask mandate, but a double mask mandate. You should have to wear a deuce, a two-ski. Check out her response. She's terrific.
You've been resistant to implement mask mandates. Mm-hmm. You're skeptical of their efficacy at times.
I never said that, Joe. Don't put words in my mouth.
Well, humor me here a little
what
bit.
I've said is the appropriate mask at the appropriate time, utilized correctly and kept sanitary, can make a difference. But I also don't believe it's my role to mandate that people wear a mask.
Sure.
I've left for the entire year it up to personal responsibility to make the best decisions for them and their families, and I'll continue to do that.
So now that the CDC is recommending two masks,
well, the CDC has changed their recommendations many, many times. In fact, we've seen the CDC change their recommendations based on political pressure in the past. I choose to rely on science and data and facts, and masks can work in certain situations if you're wearing the right kind and you're doing it appropriately. But I'm not going to mandate it. It's not an argument over whether masks work or if they don't work. I've never argued that. What I argue is the mandate. I think the mandate is inappropriate for government to come in and mandate that somebody wear a mask. And I think it's inappropriate for us to shame people who choose not to wear a mask. That's not what America is about, and it's not what South Dakota is about.
So no double mask mandate coming?
Not coming in South Dakota. So I will not be doing that, that's for sure.
I'm starting to really love Kristi Noem in the political way, political love. The love is growing by the day. She is up there with Ron DeSantis as two of the finer conservative thought leaders, responsible, almost like field generals we need right now in this movement. She just doesn't cave to these dopey, you know, nonsensical liberal talking point questions. Are you going to mandate? Why not mandate 7 masks? Why not 22 masks? I love Kristi Noem, although in the most political, professional way possible, because, you know, cancel culture and stuff. They're like, oh, my gosh, you can't say that. I can say whatever I want. It's my show. But I'm telling you, in 2024, if Donald Trump doesn't run again, Ron DeSantis from Florida and Kristi Noem from South Dakota should seriously consider venturing into national politics. They have just been terrific on these issues. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. You want to wear 2? Wear 2. You want to wear 10? Go ahead. We used to have this expression in the Secret Service, right? You know what it was called? Get ready for it, Joe. This is very scientific. You could write a book on leadership about this one topic. Mm. You know what the expression was, Armacost? It was big boy rules, folks. In other words, when you'd go overseas on a big advance, it was a very dangerous trip, and you were part of the Secret Service team, there was nobody watching you every day. Everybody sent you out to do your little task. We had an airport guy who secured the airport, a site guy who secured the major site, a lead advance, a technical security guy, a motorcade guy. And shockingly, Joe, you know what? No one was breathing over your shoulder because we were all big boys.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to call it big boy rules. If you're an adult who can think straight, I know liberals can't. You want a government mandate for everything because you have intellectual IQs in the low double digit range, I might add. You know, like 10 and 11 and stuff, not like 99 and 98. I get it. You need the government, your daddy government, to tell you everything. Oh, daddy government, I need to wear a mask. So wear a freaking mask. Just wear it. Is this really complicated? You need the government to tell you everything?
The Dan Bongino Show.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Chamonix has extended their Valentine's Day sale for one more week. Call or go to Genucel.com to get the brand new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum for free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Say goodbye to adult acne, redness, stress breakouts, and hello to increased firmness, smoothness, and a visibly younger looking you. Zotique combines the purest vitamin C with the brightening benefits of lactic acid for a younger, healthier, happier-looking appearance. And with its immediate effects, see results in 12 hours or less. Chamonix promises results you'll fall in love with or your money back, guaranteed. Call 1-800-525-6553 or visit Genucel.com, Genucel.com. Every order also includes the classic Genucel jawline treatment and luxurious Genucel XV anti-wrinkle moisturizer free with your order. Every order gets upgraded to free priority shipping. Don't wait. Order now. 800-525-6553 or Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere, right from my phone.
Whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Alana was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it's cancer. As a parent, when you're told this type of news, you're going to do whatever you can do for your babies. When we got to St. Jude is when I realized that, no, you're not going to get a bill for anything. I don't have to worry about it. They're saying we're going to help save her, and we're not going to charge you anything. This is what we do.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Dan Bongino.
Amnesty is back. Washington Examiners will be in the show notes. You can check out our show notes every day at bongino.com/newsletter. The newsletter is the show notes. I encourage you to subscribe to the newsletter. Get all these terrific articles by the great Paul Bedard. Biden-backed immigration bill to let the deported back in, and amnesty for 20 million. What could possibly go wrong there, Joe? I'd like to make a few points I made in my dispute last night with Geraldo Rivera on Hannity about this. Folks, arguments about immigration tend to get emotional. And this is what this new Democrat package is going to do. And I'm going to give you 3 points to debate your liberal friends about immigration. That would seem like common sense if you're a listener to my show. Again, but if you have a liberal friend, the IQs are probably on the low side, so it may be tough to explain. So I'm going to give you three. Some of you get the joke. Been doing that all week. Three takeaways to debate your friends on the immigration issue. First, from the Washington Examiner piece, what's this new amnesty, Biden amnesty proposal going to do? Biden amnesty, don't call it any different. Always make your arguments very simple.
No need to talk yourself into a Wheaties box, okay? You have to make your argument simple. The Biden amnesty program, this is what it does. A new Democratic immigration package backed by President Biden is already coming under fire because it would extend amnesty and citizenship to nearly 20 million immigrants, a population five times that of Los Angeles, and would even extend an invitation to return to those recently deported. How exactly does that one work? So you come here illegally because you don't like the process. The process, nah, that's not for me, Joe. So you're from another country, wherever it may be, South America, Central America, Canada, Europe, Russia, doesn't matter. You say to yourself, I'm just going to cross the border. Sure, there's a process for that. You have to go through a legal process on access. You have to show a visa, a passport, or me. I'm not interested in the process. I'm going to do me. Your rules be damned, double-barreled middle finger. I'm not interested, Joe. I'm just going to do my own thing. Mm-hmm. Interesting how the Democrats loved centralized government power. They just don't like government power when it stops people from entering the country according to the government's own edicts, mandates, and laws. Then they don't like government power. Then they just want you to be, you are the sovereign, Joe, of your own body and your own travel state. You shouldn't have to answer to government at all. Does that apply to taxes and Obamacare? No!
No!
Only in immigration do you have individual liberty. You should be able to do what you want. I should be able to not pay tax. You'll go right to jail. Big government matters. Big government knows more than you. But what about immigration? No, no, no. Big government doesn't matter. You just do your own thing. No one really catches that hypocrisy. So here's what I find in immigration debates. And you can't get into the weeds with liberals on immigration because, one, they don't know the weeds. They don't know anything. You just have to keep it high level and get out of the emotion. Because what happens is they typically make it an emotional argument like Geraldo did last night during the Hannity segment. They'll say things, Joe, like Geraldo said last night. But Dan, what about the dreamers? What about the dreamers? Brought here when they were children. They had, by no fault of their own, they loved this country. They deserve a path to citizenship. A lot of emotion in there, Joe.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing he said on is inaccurate. There are people who were brought into the country very young. Nothing to do. They had no 6, 7 years old and walk across themselves. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not a policy debate. That's you injecting personal stories to elicit an emotional response. So we don't have a policy debate. Because then it becomes about, you get what I'm saying, Joe? Then it becomes the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you propose a policy that would lead to a more efficient immigration process, people who engage the way Geraldo does on immigration using emotion, Joe, you're just an uncompassionate conservative and you're clearly a xenophobe. And you're
wait, what?
I'm just asking questions
every
time. So lesson number one, when you're debating immigration policy, and never, ever, ever forget this. Emotion is not a policy fix. And you have to handle those stories and anecdotes Geraldo used to elicit an emotional response. You have to handle them with the same response every time. Listen, I appreciate it. Geraldo, I appreciate you bringing that up. And what you're saying is not inaccurate. There are a lot of really hard cases in the United States of people who've been brought here by no fault of their own. But we have a process for that, Joe. It's called the court system, right?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yes, that's it.
We have immigration courts for really hard cases where judges can determine if that person, given the circumstances, is legally eligible to stay in the United States or not. We have a court system, and the court system doesn't run on emotion. It runs on policy. So number one, don't ever get caught up in the emotion. You can say, I respect your position, whatever it may be, but that's not a policy fix. And don't let them get you into the emotional argument. It's about policy. Policy. When other law breaking happens, because illegal immigration is a violation of the law, liberals do this all the time with emotion too. They say something like, you know, listen, the guy got caught on tape beating a guy with a bat in Flatbush Brooklyn. That actually happened. That was a viral video. But we have to remember, you know, people there have been subject to discrimination forever. There's low socioeconomic status in that specific area. People say, yeah, okay. Nothing you're saying is inaccurate. That doesn't excuse
you know, an attack on someone. And a violation of the law is a violation of the law and should be discussed as a violation of the law. And we should discuss the law as to how it leads to a more equitable society for everyone. Don't get lost in emotional arguments. Emotion is not a policy fix. Second point on immigration. Geraldo brought up the fact that, well, the Dreamers deserve a path to citizenship. We have a path to citizenship, Joe. You know what it's called? It's called citizenship.
There you go.
We do have that. We went through it in my household here. There is a path to citizenship. It's called the citizenship path. Or to make it easier for liberals, it's called the path to citizenship. We actually have one. So when you say things like Dreamers deserve, and the law isn't about, by the way, what people deserve. That's not what the law is about, okay? Because what people deserve is a subjective measure, not an objective one. But second, when people say things like someone deserves a path to citizenship, respond immediately by saying we have a path to citizenship called the path to citizenship. And until you recognize that, it's useless to engage in this debate any further. If you want to debate changing the path to citizenship, fine. But making nonsensical talking points like Dreamers deserve a path to citizenship is not a, it's a talking point. It's not based in reality. There is a path to citizenship. He did something else yesterday, too, and something we have to be hip to and savvy to. I see this in the immigration debate all the time. When using emotion, they'll say things like, well, what are you going to do with them? The millions who are here by no fault of their own worked hard. And I said to Geraldo last night, I said, you know, Geraldo, you're missing the what we'll call the and then what effect. The great Thomas Sowell is famous for this, asking questions like, okay, you want to propose an immigration amnesty because you believe a lot of children are here by no fault of their own? Then what? What happens then? Liberals never do the and then what question. Because liberals are not deep thinkers. That's why they're liberals. If they were deep thinkers, they wouldn't be liberals. The and then what effect is this? So let's say you do give amnesty to 20 million people and a million are kids who were brought here by, quote, no fault of their own or whatever it may be. Then what happens? Have you thought through the consequences of that for other people, Central, South America, Canada, any other country in the world? Because immigration and illegal immigration is not only from Central America and South America. Matter of fact, large populations of people in the country illegally are here on visa overstays too. But then what happens to those people who say to themselves, Joe, because these aren't stupid people. They can figure things out. Liberals like to treat everyone like they're idiots. They're not. They say to themselves like, wow, that was pretty cool. So my friend Bobby entered the country illegally into the United States, brought his kids. Bobby just emailed me and said, hey, this is great. I'm going to be a citizen next week. Meanwhile, you're a sucker standing online at the consulate or embassy somewhere waiting to come into the United States through the legal process. And Joe, fairly enough, right? Are you not like scratching your head going,
yeah,
what the hell am I doing this stupid thing for?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I missing something?
No.
Because people are smart, and then people say, and then what? Okay, so they're granting amnesty to people who entered the country illegally. And then what does that mean for me? It means I'm an idiot for standing online paying $10,000 in visa applications and other associated fees to get my citizenship the right way and get it to the United States. Why am I doing that? I should just enter the country illegally. Liberals don't do, and then what? So tip number one, again, don't let them bathe in emotion. Stop them. Emotion is not a policy fix. I respect what you're saying, but that is not an argument about policy. You're talking about anecdotes. Second, stop them when they say things like path to citizenship for dreams. There is one called citizenship on the immigration debate. Third, always say to them, okay, you want amnesty? Then what? Then what? What happens to the millions of people around the world who then logically, because they're rational maximizers, what happens to those people who say, well, why am I going through the legal process if the rewards are just as great through the illegal process? Well, what happens? And watch your liberal friends go, I don't know.
I never really thought that one through. Of course you didn't. You're a liberal. You don't think things through. That's the hallmark of being a liberal.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Chamonix has extended their Valentine's Day sale for one more week. Call or go to Genucel.com to get the brand new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum for free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Say goodbye to adult acne, redness, stress breakouts, and hello to increased firmness, smoothness, and a visibly younger looking you. Zotique combines the purest vitamin C with the brightening benefits of lactic acid for a younger, healthier, happier looking appearance. And with its immediate effects, see results in 12 hours or less. Chamonix promises results you'll fall in love with or your money back, guaranteed. Call 1-800-525-6553 or visit Genucel.com, Genucel.com. Every order also includes the classic Genucel jawline treatment and luxurious Genucel XV anti-wrinkle moisturizer free with your order. Every order gets upgraded to free priority shipping. Don't wait. Order now. 800-525-6553 or Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
100-312-9970.
Dan Bongino.
So this article, this should be a real wake-up call, ladies and gentlemen. This is in Reuters, by the way. This is not some, like, super right-leaning outfit, Joe. Reuters. This is a left-leaning outfit.
Yeah.
Reuters. Saw this morning. One in four Americans, it's actually closer to one in three, by the way, want their state to secede from the United States. But why? It's actually closer. It's 29%, so it's closer to a third. Well, their proposal on why that's happening is interesting. But I'm going to give you mine. Talk about political divisions, this Manichaean approach to the every single election. But here's what's really going on. I do a lot of talking, and I ran for office a couple times. I've had real jobs like you. I was a police officer, an agent, a business owner. We had a mixed martial arts company for a while. I mean, my wife and I have been around. My wife is a web designer. You know, we've had real jobs in the real world. My brother's an electrician. My father was a plumber. My other brother was a Secret Service agent. So I talk to a lot of people. I don't live in some isolated, insulated bubble. It's for the last few months because I've been sick. But I'm out there in the real world. And you talk to people, and it's pretty clear why nearly a third of the country wants their state to secede from the union. Again, Joe, that hasn't ended well in the past. Here's my theory on this. Number one is the Dan Bongino golden rule number one about liberals. That while conservatives see liberals as people with bad ideas, although that's changing now based on, but in the past, we generally saw liberals as people with really bad ideas. Liberals have never seen you that way. And you need to be crystal clear. Clarity on this is an imperative. Liberals see you as bad people with ideas. What does that have to do with a third of the country wanting to secede from the union? Well, folks, conservatives are now getting hip to this, and they're starting to figure out that there are a group of liberals, not all, but a large swath of the Democrat Party right now, that it doesn't matter what you say. They see us as bad people and want to harm us, in some cases physically. Antifa, some of the BLM protesters who engage in violence, the videos are everywhere. You don't need to take my word for it. Thankfully, not all of the liberals want to do that. But many liberals, if they don't want to harm you physically, and, you know, it's a small group who want to do that, but not an irrelevant part of the group either. They want to harm you professionally, where they want to cancel you. Reputationally, they want to destroy your reputation. They live to do this, many liberals. And conservatives are like, I'm done. I don't want to be part of this anymore. I've tried to debate my liberal friends about school choice, economic growth, taxes.
identity politics, affirmative action, whatever it may be. And everything I say, they respond with, you're a racist. I hate you. You're a xenophobe. You hate women. You clearly don't like immigrants. You hate people from Europe, Mexico, Canada, everywhere else. And you're sitting there scratching your head like, I didn't say any of that. I don't know what you're talking about. You just made that all up. And they're like, I'm done. I want out. Can we just go back to a place where sanity reigns and we can debate back and forth and not be threatened with career cancellation and reputational damage because I dare think that maybe we should have a sensible immigration process? That's reason number one. Second is the reason I mentioned before, this Manichaean fight where everything is existential. Everything now in a lost election is at stake for you. Everything. That's not the vision of the country the founding fathers had, folks. We were supposed to be a country where federalism was the dominant governing system, where there were relatively limited powers to the federal government, where what they did would impact everyone. It's the federal government. What the federal government does impacts the whole country. That was supposed to be limited. And the idea was that states' rights would be preserved, local governments would be predominant, and therefore you would have an impact on policy because it's your local government. Your vote would matter more. The principle of subsidiarity, look it up, means a lot here. That the most effective government is managed at the local level for a couple of reasons. Number one, local governments know the local issues. Pretty obvious, right, Joe? But number two, your vote matters more at the local level. Your vote for your HOA board is far more significant if there's only 300 homes than your vote for president. So the idea of keeping government local meant it was manageable and more accessible to people and understandable and more subject to public pressure to change if they do something stupid. The federal government doesn't care. They just don't, because they know your personal vote is meaningless. Matter of fact, the federal government now probably thinks the entire state of Florida's votes are meaningless. So every election we lose is seen as this Manichaean end of the world fight, because we're like, oh my gosh, now that we lost, Joe Biden and his administration are going to open up the borders to the country, raise my taxes, destroy my health care, and keep my kids out of school. None of those decisions should be made at a national level, because those policies you want should be tailored individually to states. If a state wants to engage in some, you know, keep the schools closed policy in local government, let the local governments vote them out. I didn't explain that well. I can tell. The first part's easy. Conservatives, you know, are sick of being called racist and stuff by liberals who see them as bad people, so they want to separate from the union and get away from it. But the second part's really critical. It's the more important argument here, that if we had a system which respected federalism and the federal government did very few things, a national court system, our military, posts, roads, taxes, duties, imposts, and excises. Where am I getting that from? The Constitution, for the liberals listening. They haven't read it. But didn't do much else. Left local schooling policy to locals. Left health care policy to the states. Things we were supposed to do in a federalist system. Then the loss of an election, Joe, wouldn't be that much of a horror for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, I do.
If you lived in Florida and you lost the presidential election, and all it meant was maybe some changes in foreign policy, some minor tweaks to the tax code, you'd be like, all right, it sucks. We lost to the Democrats, but it's not going to change my entire life. Because the federal government now does everything, every lost election does change your entire life. And therefore, people who don't want this stuff in their lives, government intervention in their wallets, in their church, everywhere, like, I'm out. I'm out. Look at this chart. This is amazing. People's support for secession from the United States, for people who want to join new regional unions, the Heartland Union, the Northeast Union, the South Union, the Pacific Union, and the Mountain Union. Support is off the charts. People really want out. Folks, this should really freak you out. Of course, there's an easy solution, not easy to implement. Candidly, it's probably impossible to implement because we don't have any people, any guts. But the solutions are simple. Just reassert federalism. Of course, I say easy, almost being flippant about it, because no one has the guts to do that. But reassert the Constitution. let the states do what benefits their states and pull the government out, pull it out to its constitutional role. Man, that sounded easy. That's because it is. It's never going to happen because we don't have anybody with any guts in government. But reinstitute our Constitution, states' rights, and let the government do at the federal level what the government was authorized to do by the Constitution. My gosh, that sounds simple. Yeah, it is. And then everybody wouldn't see every lost national election as an end-of-the-world fight. Secondly, maybe states should start to band together. I'm not talking about in some regional secession movement, but maybe states should start doing what Democrats figured out a long time ago. Maybe state attorneys general should start getting into regional cooperatives and start suing the federal government and taking back some of their powers. I'm just saying. Liberals do it all the time.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-831-6155. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155.
James Brown and Bill Cowher welcoming you back to Dennis Melvin's house. It's time for the Midnight Snack Run.
This is one turkey obstacle course. Sticking to healthy habits in this kitchen is going to take focus and determination, but it can be done, JB.
He's already entered the snack part of the course, and he's eyeballing a jar of chocolatey candy.
That is tempting right off the start.
Uh-oh, he's reaching, Bill, but he pushes it away.
Great stiff arm.
He's approaching a plate of delicious-looking iced cookies.
Oh, Dennis, you only want one of those?
He blows right by him for the apple.
Oh, the fridge. It's make or break time, JB.
He stares down some rich-looking treats. Uh-oh, looks like he's headed for the soda. Wait, he jukes left, grabs a water bottle, and shuts the door with his elbow in record time.
Unbelievable move. I gotta see that again.
And he's out. He even turned off the light.
That's the way you execute a midnight snack run.
Stand Up to Cancer and Rally want you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to takeahealthystand.org.
Furnished by Stand Up to Cancer.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries aren't cheap. They're an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small businesses. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to termination, they customize your policies to fit your business.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Susan Johnson, charter schools and vouchers will erode what unites us. That's a nice title. Wow, Joe, Susan's apparently interested in uniting us.
Yeah.
Not when you get to the piece. So here's screenshot number one from this piece in the Charleston Gazette. Quote, in public schools, the public decides the curriculum. The public votes to elect school boards who decide the facts our children will be taught, Joe. The public decides that, Armacost. You don't teach little Joe what he's going to be taught. Do you understand? Shut your mouth, Armacost.
Okay.
You will not teach little Joe. The public decides that. That was not in the piece. I had to kind of jump off course. But back to the piece, and I quote, we leave high school and enter college or the workforce with a common set of civic norms and agreed upon facts that are derived from reason, critical thinking, and the scientific method. We do. How's that working out, Joe? The public determining what little Joe learns and my daughter Amelia, daughters Amelia and Isabel learn. Not you. Nah. Shut your mouth, Armacost. You will not teach little Joe anything. The public decides that. How exactly is that working out in West Virginia for them? Well, I just did a little internet search where I put West Virginia schools. How are they doing? So Wallet Hub came up, WalletHub.com. Here's a screenshot. Out of 50 states, 52 if you're Barack Obama, West Virginia is a stellar 39. So they're not in the top half. They are at the bottom half and halfway down the bottom half, meaning there are 38 other states out of Barack Obama's 52 that are doing better than West Virginia. So you'd think you'd eat a little bit of humble pie if you were Ms. Johnson and say, hey, this public deciding what our kids learn, you dopey parents, this may not be going so well. Now, what's bad enough is Virginia's 39 out of 50. Joe, you don't have to be a mathematician to say that. Not good, right? 39
not good.
Out of 50. Not,
no.
Not, not good. Okay, thank you. And, you know, I need the audience ombudsman sometimes here to square that away.
Crappy, yeah.
Kind of crappy, right? But it's not only in the United States where West Virginia schools aren't doing so great. The schools in the United States in general also aren't doing that great compared to the rest of the world. So not only are U.S. public schools suffering in comparison to other wealthy countries around the world, but West Virginia, within that realm of suckery, is at the bottom half of suckery. Actually, the top half of suckery, the bottom half what's the opposite of suckery? Non-suckery? I don't know. I can't come up with a fancy word. I'm not that slick. Limbaugh would have thought of it. That's why he was the great one. Well, Vin's the great one. But he was the greatest one. Here's an article by Pew Research. U.S. students' academic achievement still lags that of peers in many other countries. Drew DeSilver, Pew Research Center. But, Joe, again, no sense of humility by big advocates for the public school infrastructure in the United States. No sense of humility at all. And definitely not a sense of humility from Susan Johnson, who wrote this piece at the Charleston Gazette, who then goes on to say later in the piece, after instructing you that you will not teach your kids, Joe, it'll be us. Darn it. Soup cooler. Shut it. She then goes on later in the piece to make a comparison between parents who actually would like school choice and things like that to Middle Eastern terrorists. They're all about unity, Joe. They are all about unity. The unity is everywhere. The unity is all over. This is an actual quote from the piece. Many children are homeschooled using private instructional programs, some that are online, that are marketed for particular religious and political persuasions. Oh, my gosh, that sounds like a scandal. Parents get to pick homeschool programs? Oh, my God. We better look into that immediately. Unfettered conversations on you'll get the joke if you watched the show earlier in the week. Back to the piece. For instance, one might teach that the founding fathers were white men, and therefore only white men should be deciding things. This is an actual piece. I'm not messing with you. This is an actual op-ed by Miss Susan Johnson. Goes on. The state, whose reason for funding education is to have an... I can't read this sentence. This is a real sentence from her. The state, whose reason for funding education is to have an enlightened citizenry. Yeah, 39th out of the states and at the bottom of rich countries around the world. That's really enlightened, by the way, Susan. We'll be spending our tax dollars on a mishmash of ideologies and alternate facts. There is a portion of this piece where she actually makes a comparison, Middle Eastern terrorists to people who believe in things like school choice. Hard to believe, folks. Hard to believe. All right, a couple final notes here. I always ask you at the end of my show to subscribe to my Rumble channel, right? Rumble.com/Bongino. And I'd appreciate if you do that. It's free. I enjoy the video version of the show. We're almost at 1.5 million subscribers. But I'm going to ask you for another favor today. Don Jr. has a channel up on Rumble. Rumble.com/DonaldJTrumpJr. Donald J. Trump Jr. Rumble.com/DonaldJTrumpJr. Check that out. Thanks, folks. We appreciate you tuning in. We will see you all on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. United States reversing former President Trump's policy that made asylum seekers wait in Mexico.
The Biden administration moved forward Friday with the unwinding of Trump administration asylum policy. 25 asylum seekers who had been forced to wait in Mexico under the Remain in Mexico program were taken to San Diego hotels to quarantine for 7 days under coronavirus protocols. The 25 will then wait in the U.S. with relatives, friends, or sponsors for their court hearings. Michael Hopkins, the CEO of Jewish Family Service of San Diego, which is playing a support role, says for now it's expected 25 asylum seekers a day will be allowed into San Diego. I'm Mike Gracia.
Deadly blast of winter in the south is moving out. Temperatures are rapidly climbing now, but it has left behind millions of people without power and safe drinking water. Also at townhall.com, Federal Reserve sees evidence that hiring is picking up, but the job market remains damaged.
In its semi-annual monetary policy report, the Fed says job data compiled by payroll processor ADP indicate employment improved modestly through early February. The leisure and hospitality industry has been particularly hard hit, but the Fed says even there, it sees evidence employers are beginning to hire again. The economic shock from the pandemic eliminated 22 million jobs in just 2 months last spring. Just 55% of those jobs have been recovered in the months since, and roughly 4 million Americans have fallen out of the labor force. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden has toured a state-of-the-art coronavirus vaccine plant in Michigan. In the meantime, the rough winter weather across the nation, ending his vaccination campaign a major setback by delaying some doses. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me what relief factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Carnegie Hall will miss an entire season for the very first time.
No season for the first time in its 130-year history. Carnegie canceled performances from April 6th through July at its three venues, extending a closure that started last March 13th due to the pandemic. Carnegie hopes to reopen in October for its 2021-22 season. The pandemic has also caused the Metropolitan Opera to miss a season for the first time. Broadway theaters have been closed since March, and this has contributed to a major contraction to New York City's economy. John Scott reporting.
In Florida, authorities say two women who dressed up to make themselves look older in an attempt to get the virus vaccinations were turned away and issued trespass warnings. Officials say the young women disguised themselves with bonnets, gloves, glasses, and some fake gray hair. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Packaged food companies apparently bypassing the normal grocery store.
Some of America's best-known food companies are beginning to sell directly to customers online, either via product-dedicated websites or on familiar e-commerce retail platforms. PepsiCo, General Mills, Kellogg's, and Kraft Heinz are among the companies which see online selling as a way to gather more data about individual customers, in addition to seeing such marketing as an increased portion of overall sales. Coronavirus-influenced buying habits have boosted this trend, which is providing a new stream of competition for traditional grocery outlets. George Bonzani reporting.
Leading national trade associations filing suit challenging Maryland's first-in-the-nation tax on Internet ads. The groups filed the suit in U.S. District Court in Baltimore. Wall Street Friday stocks up just a fraction of the Dow, 31,494. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Ted Cruz is...
The Reverend Al. He's still on the television over there at MSDNC. He's a journalist. He's an award-winning journalist. That's journalism in America today. That's what that is. That's what that is. The Reverend Al Sharpton. Resist We Much. You know, we have Resist We Much. I had one in my hand just a moment ago. Resist We Much. Beer pint glasses and Resist We Much coffee mugs. And we have Resist We Much t-shirt. I was wearing a Resist We Much t-shirt yesterday. It's got a fist and the American flag. You know, they got to have the American flag. And the fist, because they have the fist and everything. They're always angry. I don't know if they're aware of this. The fist is a symbol of anger, and they are a symbol of anger. But that's the Reverend Al Sharpton. He's an award-winning NBC News journalist. You remember him. He used to have hair many years ago, the same color that Jen Psaki has now. Back when he was sort of dirigible and he had the velour jogging suits and stuff, he used to have Jen Psaki-colored hair. I don't know where he got that. I do know where he got that. He got it at a can of gas is where he got that, but that's another thing for another day. That's a little surprise Reverend Al soundbite to start off the day here. Happy Friday to you, the end of another week. Another weekend is upon us. I hope you're not in Texas dealing with the rolling blackouts. And, oh, you know, Ted Cruz, he went down to Cancun. He took his daughters. Good move there. Smooth move, X-Lax, as they used to say. That was a good one. I was reading in the Washington Post today, Ted Cruz's political future has come to a screeching halt. He can never be president. He's a terrible person because he was, I think, what was he there, Luke, about 24 hours? Not 24 hours in Cancun. No, he was supposed to be out there with a broom or something and switching the electricity back on. But we'll get to that. And we got a little audio from Senator Robert Menendez from New Jersey, too. The news media wasn't nearly as upset with him when they found out that he was renting underage prostitutes, as a matter of course, in the Dominican Republic. That wasn't really a big deal in the Washington Post. Now, going to Cancun for 24 hours, taking the teenage daughter and her friends down there, that's a big deal. That will bring your political career to a screeching halt. But the teen prostitutes in the Dominican Republic at the Washington Post, not really a big thing. Now, when I say teen, I mean underage. Underage. Because, you know, theoretically, technically, if, you know... the rest writes itself, right? Well, again, it is Friday, and I think everybody's happy. I've never been like, thank God it's Friday kind of person. Oh, I've so been looking forward to the weekend. I've never been like that until maybe lately. Lately, I look forward to weekends more than I used to. Every week is an interesting, you know, every work week, Monday through Friday. An interesting five-day period. Every single week, it's unbelievable. You know, Lunch Bucket Joe, he's apparently the president of the United States now. He's a moving kind of slow. He is, somebody sent me something today, Peter Sellers as Chauncey Gardner in Being There. and a clip where he's explaining, you know, how that garden grows and there are seasons, and everybody thinks he's a genius, but really he's a numbskull. He's not bright. And that's kind of like Joe Biden. That is sort of like Joe Biden in the White House. He is kind of Chauncey Gardner-esque, for those who remember that movie. It was a big cultural phenomenon at the time. I could never quite figure out why, to tell you the truth. I think it's because a lot of it was shot in Georgetown, and then the media in New York and Washington get to tell you how much they liked it because it was shot in their neighborhood, and that might have been most of it. But it had a few nice elements. But now that guy is actually living in the White House, the Chauncey Gardner guy. Not a bright man, not a bright man. Yesterday, everybody knows this term now, they called a lid. Everybody know this term? They called a lid. And the media, when Joe Biden came along, and he started calling a lid at 8 o'clock in the morning. Yesterday, I guess they called a lid at the White House. Thursday morning, middle of the work week, 8 a.m. That means the reporters can all go home because nothing's going to happen here. When they call lid, the president is knocked off for the day. He knocked off for the day the moment he rolled out of bed. I mean, honestly. He got his, Twix. What is that stuff called? Twix is a candy bar, I think. He got his Cheerios, and I had my Cheerios this morning. And he's sitting in bed and watching another rerun of Father Knows Best. He loves the opening theme music. He sings along to it. And then they called a lid for the day, which means there'll be no more business out of the White House because he was done. He had knocked off for the day. The sun comes up at like 7:40 or something, and at 8 a.m. he called a lid. That was it. That was the end of the close of business. Also, this whole thing, like the news media just discovered the term a few months ago, calling a lid. It's been in use for 40 years at least. And the news media, they wipe their memories clean every morning when they get out of bed. They remember nothing. It's amazing. But they did the Democrats on Capitol Hill and between Jen Psaki with her Colonel Kleb look and the Democrats on Capitol Hill who are not on our side. Boy, are they not on our side. You know, America, they're not on our side, the Democrats. And they came up with a plan to open up our borders and ring the dinner bell during the Wuhan, and while Texas is shut down and electricity problems and snow and ice, the Democrats in Washington are ringing the dinner bell because it's not an America first policy. It's, you know, it's not, we're not talking about the United States America. It's kind of a South America first policy, a Central America first policy, and don't really factor into it in a productive or positive way. Because, you know, Democrats, and they're not on our side. They're very angry, and they're crazy, and they're racist. Have I mentioned yet today that they're racist? Because they are. They most certainly are. Also, Lunch Bucket Joe, what is he? The front page of the newspaper today, they've got a story, report promises to strain Saudi ties. This goes back to this Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, who chopped up that Khashoggi guy. He didn't do it himself. He's the crown prince. But he had guys go and chop up that Khashoggi guy because, you know, murder. And it's a rough neighborhood, that neighborhood. And they're going to come up with a report blaming the sort of the acting king. He's like the we got the acting Secretary of Defense and the acting Secretary of Homeland Security during the Trump administration because they wouldn't confirm anybody in the Senate because they just oppose you all the time. It's what they do. They obstruct and they disrupt and they, it's what they do. But now they're going to, you see, the Democrats are going to come up with this report blaming the acting king there in Saudi Arabia. And that will be bad for relations. They're also going after al-Sisi in Egypt to undermine him. Because these are our allies in the region, and he still hasn't called, and it's a rough neighborhood. Again, it's not that they're a bunch of sweethearts. It's a tough place, and you got to come to terms with that before you walk through the door. It's been that way for quite some time, you know, since World War I, really, it's been that way. If you haven't seen Lawrence of Arabia lately, it sort of sets the table for where we are today. Things haven't changed much there. But the bin Salman, and I was kind of marveling at this bin Salman thing today. So they're going after the Biden White House. They're going after Saudi Arabia, and they're going after Egypt, al-Sisi and MBS in Egypt and Saudi Arabia. And they haven't called Netanyahu yet because they're not on our side. So they're not doing, what's it? Oh, he called Netanyahu? Oh, he did. He finally called Netanyahu? Oh, thank you. Thank you. He did finally call Netanyahu. All right, that's good. It was like the last person he called on the earth, I think, in terms of world leaders. Or did Kamala do it? Because Kamala's picking up a lot of the slack since Joe, you know, he's busy having some oatmeal and, you know, watching episodes of old black and white shows. But that's another thing. Okay, so he did call at long last Israel. Now he's going after, but after weeks and weeks of the cold shoulder and the insult has been delivered, and now he's delivering the insult to Saudi Arabia, is delivering the insult to Egypt, important allies keeping the peace in the region. In fact, the Trump administration was on the precipice, if you will, of establishing a peace agreement. It was going to be a fifth peace agreement with Israel and Saudi Arabia. That was the goal. Now, these guys, the Biden people, they're going to derail all of this peace in the Middle East stuff because Biden is the representative of the military-industrial complex. He is the war president. President Trump was the anti-war president. Biden is the return to the status quo ante. He is the war president. You know, Barack Obama and Joe Biden bombed more countries than any president since World War II, hence the Nobel Peace Prize. And I was also marveling at this story that they're going to assail Saudi Arabia in this report that's going to come out and blame Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for ordering the 2018 killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Was barely a journalist. He wrote a couple of pieces. And remember, they wanted to change it to Khashoggi. Khashoggi. Remember that? That's Khashoggi. It's Khashoggi. And he got chopped up, and it was terrible. He was murdered. It was a horrible thing because he had gone against his country. And that and the kingdom, they don't countenance that sort of stuff. But I was marveling at the story and the Washington Post on the front page and stuff. Now, Barack Obama targeted and assassinated U.S. citizens overseas, and the Washington Post cheered him. Oh, they didn't do it with a knife and chop him up and put him in suitcases, but they did put a Hellfire missile down his throat and it blew him up into 10,000 pieces and then went and looked at his Nobel Peace Prize hanging on the wall, which he got for showing up because the Nobel Peace Prize is a joke. But the Biden White House, they are demolishing our relationships with our allies, with Israel, with Egypt, with Saudi Arabia. It's not an important region of the world or anything, especially when we're cutting off our own nose to spite our face. I always thought that must be an Arab saying. When it comes to energy and being energy independent for the first time under President Trump, this administration is busy undoing that. We don't want to be energy independent. We want to be more dependent on Saudi Arabia. And then he's stabbing Saudi Arabia in the front over here. So, you know, you're setting the stage for all kinds of bad stuff. And in the meantime, and this is important, he's sucking up to Iran, and they've gone back to Iran groveling with cup in hand, saying, will you please come back to the table and negotiate so we can give you everything you want again and undo all that terrible stuff that Trump did just because you're the number one state sponsor of terror on the planet Earth in the history of the modern world, at least. And so they're sucking up to China, sucking up to Iran. They're kicking Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Israel where the sun don't shine, and then you know, the Washington Post praises their excellent foreign policy. It's pretty amazing. Oh, and opening our southern border so people can come flooding into Texas while Texas has no electricity and they've got an ice storm, and they're doing, you know, that remain in Mexico policy. They're doing away with that. The Trump administration negotiated with the government of Mexico the stay in Mexico policy. It was a great disincentive for people that might want to flee whatever beep hole country they come from. But remember, there are no beep hole countries, and you can't say that there are beep hole countries. Otherwise, you're some kind of a racist and a xenophobe or something like that. So now Biden, you know, the only country they hate is the United States of America. Everybody else is welcome to your daughter and your school. Because that's just the way that goes. Yeah, but I was marveling at this, and he targeted and killed Anwar al-Awlaki, Barack Obama and Joe Biden did, and the Washington Post praised him. But Mohammed bin Salman goes after Jamal Khashoggi, who betrayed his country, and the Washington Post is against it. Gosh, maybe it's a matter of technique. What do you think, Luke? Maybe it's technique? Could be the technique thing. I don't think so. As Ted Cruz draws outrage for Cancun trip, opponents find opportunity. And that's the headline on the front page of the Washington Post today also. When they say opponents find opportunity, they include themselves. They include the Washington Post among the people that find opportunity in this, naturally, because they are the Democrat Party in print and all of that. And it's fascinating because, again, when New Jersey Democrat Senator Robert Menendez was caught making regular trips to the Dominican Republic and indulging himself in underage prostitutes, underage teen prostitutes, the Washington Post wasn't really upset about that. They didn't mind that very much because it's the Democrat Party. I mean, it's the party of Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein and Anthony Weiner and the whole gang, the whole cabal. They, you know, it's the party that gives a standing ovation to Roman Polanski, who's on the lam from the law for drugging and raping a 13-year-old girl. Standing O in Hollywood. Oh, speaking of which, in Hollywood, who is Quentin Tarantino jumped into the political fray yesterday. It has to do with the passing of Rush Limbaugh. And Hollywood, as usual, keeping it classy, as they say. Keep it classy, Hollywood. That's coming up. And a whole lot of National Guard in Washington, D.C. More on the fallout from the riot. Cuomo, the nursing home slayer. We got President Trump. We've got Ted Cruz. We've got guns and all kinds of good stuff. We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Are you looking for your next real estate investment? Chris Plant here. There are 8 reasons to look at the NRIA Real Estate Development Fund. Monthly cash flow payouts up to 10% annualized with bonuses to 21% targets. They strategically choose low-risk, high-demand neighborhoods that people are moving to. Prime new construction in a sector that's short on supply and high on demand. Diversification and safety from stock market risk. They have a short and long-term strategy for returns today and returns down the road. Pandemic hardened specialty designed buildings that are open and airy, and they're in their 15th year as an industry leader. If you've been sitting on the sidelines or you want to diversify for safety and cash flow, start your due diligence with NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
In honor of President's Day, Dell delivers savings to help America's small businesses get more done. Office anywhere. With up to 50% off high-performance laptops, desktops, and servers with Intel Core processors and top-brand electronics. Plus, refresh now with flexible financing options. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/President's Day.
According to the National Institutes of Health, 30% of hospital admissions in older adults are drug-related, like taking meds at the wrong time. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 90 days' worth of up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days and get free contactless delivery. Just call 800-420-7550. That's 800-420-7550. 800-420-7550. Hero. Medication managed.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
How can we help each other and the planet during these historic, uncertain times?
did you know that there are millions of farmers in developing nations using harmful practices that not only make it hard for them to make ends meet, but also hurt the environment? The good news is, there's a solution. For more than 30 years, nonprofit Trees for the Future has planted over 180 million trees and helped tens of thousands of farmers achieve independence and stability so that they're able to weather any storm. Trees for the Future trains farmers to rethink farming and use trees to flatten the curve on environmental harm while improving their nutrition and income. Let's come together to build a better future for communities in need and the planet. Learn more at trees.org/radio. That's TREES.org/radio. This message is sponsored by Trees for the Future.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
All right, now, always bloodthirsty ghouls, as they are, the lefties, Hollywood crowd, and the gang. Now, you may have seen this yesterday, and I have there's a twist at the end here. You may have seen this yesterday because it was making the rounds, as they say, on Al Gore's amazing internet, peace be upon him, and the Twitter. And this is all okay on Twitter. Twitter never bans any of this stuff. They never ban anything attacking or threatening Republicans. That's not their thing. That's not their bag, baby. But there is a Twitter account. It's Quentin Tarantino. It's IG at Quentin Tarantino on the Twitter. And there is a twist at the end. They tweeted out yesterday, the Quentin Tarantino Rush Limbaugh Memorial Planned Parenthood Fundraiser. See, now you following along here? The Quentin Tarantino Rush Limbaugh Memorial Planned Parenthood Fundraiser has hit $150,000 in 19 hours. And then they have a little emoji there of prayer hands, because they like to be very belligerent when it comes to God, and they're going to burn in hell for eternity and hot embers and things like that. And this morning, if you go for the update, the Quentin Tarantino Rush Limbaugh Memorial Planned Parenthood Fundraiser has raised $300,000. Yesterday, it was about half that. Today, they raised $300,000. Now, it turns out that this Twitter fool is not actually the real Quentin Tarantino, but a guy, apparently without objection from Quentin Tarantino, that uses Quentin Tarantino's name and using Quentin Tarantino's name and saying they're having the Rush Limbaugh Memorial Planned Parenthood fundraiser. This is funny for them because they love death more than you love life. They're like ISIS. ISIS has nothing on these people. 57 million abortions later, it's a punchline because it's choice. You know, it's choice. Not for the 57 million, but for the, you know, for the others. So they're raising money, they say, for Planned Parenthood so that they can exterminate more black and brown babies, you know, through the eugenics program created by Margaret Sanger called Planned Parenthood, which has the most excellent, I'm telling you, these guys, they're in all the black and brown neighborhoods. And what do you think they're doing? They're snuffing out, in New York, snuffing out more than 50% of the black population. And in across the country, 40%. That's 400 out of every 1,000 pregnancies. And it's funny because Rush Limbaugh, so Planned Parenthood, and and they use Quentin Tarantino's name. He's fine with it because he's a freak show. There's a couple of fun movies, I got to say. Several fun movies. But they're mental cases, as a rule. Freak shows, nutcases. There it is. And it's all about the love. You know what I mean?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process. So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book, now is the time to check us out. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always write selfishly.
Now, here in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, there is a very large building very close to the Capitol, just off of Capitol Hill. It's on Pennsylvania Avenue, the piece of road that goes from the White House to the Capitol Dome. And years ago, a large modernist building was put up, and they named it the Newseum. The Newseum. It was a museum to the news. A museum to the news. And to themselves. They had to call on billionaires to come in and pay for it for them. And then they charged people a lot of money. Right across the street is the National Gallery of Art with billions of dollars and the greatest art Western civilization has ever produced. And you can walk in for free. And there are all kinds of museums right there on the mall. You can walk in for free with incredible things. The Air and Space Museum, the American History, and all kinds of wonderful stuff. We go down there all the time. Everything's, I think, locked up now because, you know, the communist Chinese Wuhan Red Death was loosed on the planet. And then they lied about it because they're communists. And it's okay, Biden's sucking up to them. And they built this monument to themselves, and it was a little bit of fun. There were some interesting things in there, but they had to pay, what was it, like $15 or something to walk in the place when all these incredible museums right across the street are just free. And it's because it's run by lefties, you know, and libs, and they always depended on the kindness of strangers, and rich people paid for it, and then they started overcharging for it, and you'll be surprised to learn that they went bankrupt. They drove, because journalists, who were all lefties, ran the thing. They drove it into the ground. They crashed it into the side of a mountain. They bankrupted a museum in Washington, D.C. I don't know if that's ever been done before. There was a museum called the Textile Museum. I don't think they went bankrupt. But Jeff Bezos, the billionaire who owns the Washington Post, he bought the Textile Museum and converted it into his private mansion. It's in the Kalorama neighborhood of Washington, D.C., in town. And it's where a lot of rich people live in this neighborhood. But those houses weren't big enough for him. So he bought this museum, Jeff Bezos did. And it was based on two mansions that had been combined, old-time mansions, and turned into a museum. Well, he kicked them out, bought the museum, made it his mansion. That was when Hillary Clinton was going to win, and he wanted to be close to the, you know, woman that he got into the White House. So he bought this museum, made it his house. Then he'd be able to drive down and go see Hillary in the White House. And hilariously, that never happened because Hillary never moved into the White House after leaving as First Lady, anyway, where she was known as the greatest shrew in the history of First Ladies. But setting that aside, the bankrupt museum has been, the building was bought by, what do you call it, Johns Hopkins University, because really it's a real estate company with a college attached, like most universities. They're about the multi-billion dollar endowments, and they buy real estate, they're investment groups, and then they maleducate, miseducate young people, train them to be glassy-eyed zombies and send them into the world to burn and loot police stations. But the museum has in the front of it on Pennsylvania Avenue, it's an 8-story, 10-story high building. And there was a stone edifice on one part of the building on Pennsylvania Avenue. And inscribed in the stone edifice is sort of still the First Amendment to the Constitution, because they pretended back then that they were defenders of the First Amendment, and they're not anymore. And now the big news story, and it's right here in the Washington Post and it's elsewhere, they're disassembling the First Amendment on the front of the museum building. It's coming down. And it's stone panels, maybe limestone, and it's big. It's like an 8-story building, the size of this First Amendment carved in the thing. And since they don't support the First Amendment anymore, it's coming down. I don't know who's getting the old stone. Probably busted up, turning into driveway gravel for one of Joe Biden's estates, maybe one of his brother's estates, since they're all getting, it's living off the fat of the land, all that stuff. The UPI, United Press International, has a picture of the First Amendment being disassembled on Pennsylvania Avenue at what used to be the Newseum. First Amendment wall being dismantled from the old Newseum is the story by UPI. And interestingly, somebody shot a photograph while a truck was driving by. And in Washington, D.C., they have these trucks where you can buy billboards on the trucks, right? And the billboard on the truck says, Josh Hawley, Republican senator. The billboard on the truck was bought by lefties. And it says, the billboard says, Josh Hawley betrayed Missouri and America. So that is actually the lead of the story in the UPI story, as they take a shot at a Republican. It has nothing to do with the story of the First Amendment being disassembled from the old Newseum. But I bet it's a chance to take a shot at a Republican, and they're a news organization, so they're Democrats, and they're activists, and they're zealots, and they're not truth seekers or truth tellers. They're dishonest people at United Press International, all of them, every single employee. Okay, except one. There's one that works there that isn't completely corrupt. And the Poynter Institute, they pretend to represent journalists. The removal of the First Amendment from the Newseum building is a disheartening sight. Well, you know what's a more disheartening sight is the disassembly of the First Amendment in newsrooms. I think maybe the Poynter Institute should be more concerned with that than this exercise in ego that the news media got some billionaire to pay for, and then he stopped funding it over time because, you know, he probably realized that. And yes, the Newseum's First Amendment tablet is coming down. No, it's and the Washington Post. I got to tell you, these people are such hacks. They're just, every syllable is political. They can't complete a sentence without going down a political rabbit hole over everything. Yes, the Newseum's First Amendment tablet is coming down. No, it's not because democracy has failed. The 50-ton, 74-foot-tall marble, tablet, that's probably wrong, though, because they don't really pay attention to details like that now. Marble tablet is going into storage, but maybe someday it will have a new home. Maybe someday the First Amendment will be defended by the news media in the United States. Maybe freedom of speech and freedom of reach will be defended by the news media. Then again, maybe it won't. But I find it to be perfectly symbolic of what's going on in the country and in the city of Washington and in journalism today. The First Amendment is symbolically being dismantled here in Washington, D.C., and it is less figuratively being dismantled in newsrooms, in journalism schools, on university campuses, where they have free speech zones, a little penned-in area with ropes and stanchions where you have a little free speech, places where you can't hand out free copies of the Constitution on Constitution Day, you know, college campuses. That's where the First Amendment is under threat. But the news media, because it's always an exercise in their own ego, this is about them, of course. And here's the headline in the Washington Post about it, by Petula Dvorak. I think she's wanted at The Hague, Petula Dvorak. Trump Plaza was blown up in Atlantic City, comma, and D.C.'s First Amendment display is in pieces. Now, you may notice that those are completely unrelated items, but Petula Dvorak is a frothy, angry, hate-filled Democrat, and she's a columnist at the Washington Post. And Atlantic City, when the one of the casinos in Atlantic City that President Trump owned, he's owned multiple casinos. So many. I don't even know which one. My best girl and I stayed at the Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City one year with friends and had a grand old time. It was a hoot, big ton of fun. And now, because the Democrats have legalized gambling almost everywhere, Atlantic City, because they want the tax revenue, right? I mean, they're the Corleone family. The Corleone family. They controlled, the gambling and the women, the prostitution, and in the early days, the liquor. And then later on, they got involved in the drug because they wanted the money. They wanted to wet their beak, it was about the money. And now the Democrats have, everywhere you look, that they've legalized gambling because they wanted their piece of the pie. They wanted to wet their beaks. They're legalizing pot, marijuana. You know, there are pot stores all over Washington, D.C. You can just go in and buy pot. You pretend to buy a T-shirt or something, and then they give you the pot. But the T-shirt costs you $300. You know, it goes like that. And that's because the Democrats wanted their piece of the pie, like the Corleone family, like the Cuomo family, like the Biden family, like the Clinton family. These are very corrupt families and institutions. But now the Democrats are legalizing drugs. They're talking about legalizing cocaine and stuff, too. And also they've unionized prostitutes because, you know, they want to keep an eye on their daughters. And they've organized that, and they're trying to legalize prostitution. So it's the gambling, the prostitution, and the drugs, all these areas traditionally controlled by organized crime, the Democrats now control, you know, government, the state, because they want their piece of the pie. They want to wet their beaks, which is the same reason that the Corleone family was into gambling and the liquor. They got their piece of the liquor, too. That goes way back, though. So this is remarkable stuff, yeah. And dismantling the First Amendment. And none of them get it. None of them get the irony of this because they don't understand irony. I point it out all the time. They could look it up and read it out loud over and over again, and they still wouldn't understand irony. But the great irony here is, of course, that while news organizations are dismantling the First Amendment and free press, they're free enough to be corrupt, but they're not a free and fair press. The free press is being corrupted. The First Amendment is being corrupted. Our right to freely practice our religion is being corrupted. That online with the oligarchs, because they're all left-wing oligarchs serving at the behest of the Democrat Party, crushing negative stories about Biden and Biden's corrupt family out of the New York Post, for example, Tony Bobulinski, the laptop, the emails. You know, they buried all those stories because, you know, they're free. It's a free press. It's just not a fit. It's a free and corrupt press. And now the irony, of course, is the symbolism of the First Amendment being stripped off the front of the museum in Washington, D.C. And that is really symbolic. If you're making the Hollywood movie, this is the closing shot, all right? But they're too stupid at the Washington Post, Petula, Dvorak, and the other pimps for the Democrat Party to understand the irony of what's going on with free speech in the United States of America, because they're the ones doing it. You know, as long as it's not their free speech being trampled, their speech being trampled, and as long as it's not conservative oligarchs trampling and burying stories. The Washington Post buried all those stories, too. Petula Dvorak never did stories on the Biden family and the emails and Tony Bobulinski and the grand jury investigation, the FBI investigation, the money laundering. You know, Manderson Pooper talked to Lunch Bucket Joe for what seemed like an interminable period of time on Tuesday night and never came up. The stuff just never comes up because, you know, we have journalism like they have in North Korea. So that's fun stuff. 555. It's too symbolic, said a jogger who passed 555 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest as he looked up and noticed huge panels missing from the 75-foot outer wall. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. They like that part. They think that means that you can't have a secular prayer after a football game in high school. That's what that is. Because that would be establishing a religion. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. See, that's the part that they always like to airbrush out. Or abridging the freedom of speech. So they really no sense of irony. Or of the press. Or the right of the people peaceably to assemble. That part confuses Fredo Cuomo up there at CNN in New York. He's, yeah, where does it say protest is supposed to be peaceful? He's a lawyer from Fordham. His father was the governor. His brother is the governor. And he's so ignorant. His skull is so thick that he has a brain roughly the size of a chestnut. It's about the size of a chestnut. Squirrels. There are certain squirrels that have larger brains than Cuomo. CNN Cuomo. And we got more news about Virgil Salazzo Cuomo, too, about Baby Doc Cuomo, because now the long knives are out for him. When the Democrats go after him, then the media turns on him. That's how that works, because they're the Democrats are an engorged appendage attached to the body politic of the Democrat Party. And that's they do the bidding of the Democrat Party and no more. That's it. to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Well, there are a lot of people that feel that their grievances are not being redressed or addressed, and that they, you know, in flyover country, there are many tens of millions of people who believe that Washington has moved on from us, from the normal people in America. And as for the freedom of the press, again, freedom, you know, is just another word for nothing less to lose. Freedom doesn't mean that you have the right to hitch your wagon to a political party and corrupt our system of checks and balances, where the fourth estate, a.k.a. the fifth column, is supposed to be, in theory at least, the ultimate check in our system of checks and balances. And it's like you've got referees on the field in a football game, or you know, umpires in a baseball game, a ref in a boxing ring. But like the old black and white movies, the ref in the boxing ring is bought and paid for. He's a crook. He's got a flat nose. You know, you don't even have to threaten their families. They do it voluntarily. It's amazing stuff. Yeah, so that's coming down. And it is perfectly symbolic. And the only line they have in there is a jogger passing by says it's too symbolic. But beyond that, Petula Dvorak doesn't have anything thoughtful to say about it. The Washington Post said they go to the Poynter Institute because that's, you know, that's, it's a circle fest and a hot tub, the whole thing, honestly. Poynter Institute is a bunch of former reporters that used to work at the Washington Post and CNN who pretend to police the media, but they don't, and they take long lunches and cheat on their spouses. That's basically the thing. Yeah, the Freedom Forum was behind the museum, and they gave up because, you know, there are great museums that are free all over the city, but this one charges $15. I think I'll keep walking. So much for the First Amendment in Washington on Pennsylvania Avenue. Another wistful memory of a bygone era.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubble burst. Now is the time to act. Protect your savings and retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't wait, though. You never know when the bubble's going to burst. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see smiles that you get when life has been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
When the doctor told us about my mom's cancer, it made me feel so helpless. Until I called the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and spoke with Grace, who answered all of my questions about the disease, treatment options, and cancer-related expenses. Her support and compassion made us feel whole again. Today I'm calling Grace to let her know my mom is beating cancer. To learn more, visit lls.org. Furnished by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
You know, the First Amendment is unique to the United States. Great Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Nobody's got the First Amendment. Only we have it, which is why the left is targeting it here. If they can knock us down a few notches, it sets the whole world back. It sets back humanity by generations. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Jason calling from Kensington, Maryland. Jason, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good night, Chris. How you going, mate?
Hey, Jace, very well.
Good. Yesterday, mentioning Facebook and all these tech giants, I guess they're having a bit of a dust-up with the Australian government at the moment. And the government is trying to get sort of international sort of backup to sort of, because basically Facebook doesn't want to pay the fees that the government wants to impose on them. So they've basically told everybody you can't share any news stories on Facebook at all. So they've basically silenced everybody that has a Facebook account that wants to share a news story, because the government wants to sort of tax them on sharing news content.
Right, and CNN's take on this is Facebook's bid to bully Australia sparks a global backlash. What are people in Australia saying, Jason?
Most of them are just saying, well, you know what, we didn't have Facebook before, so you know what, we'll find other ways to get news, you know, and that's they're not as sort of married to it as they are out here, I guess, but the citizens just said, well, whatever, you know, they really don't take kindly to geeks sort of censoring themselves. So it's like, you know, some geek's got this Facebook site that's been around for the last maybe 10 years or so, and he's trying to sort of dictate what we can do. So,
right. Like, well, Mark Zuckerberg, billionaire boy wonder, threatening the government and the country of Australia in a shakedown operation to get more money. And say, okay, well then, you know, and that's gangster tactics. Well then, you know, so it'd be terrible if something awful happened to your Facebook. The whole country should reject Facebook. They should ban Facebook from the country if they can. They should get rid of them. This is a kind of neo-globalist fascism that is spreading.
Yeah. You know, Google tried the same thing. And apparently Google might have worked something out because they had to pay something. I mean, everybody in Australia is used to taxes. It's fairly socialized, but they figure if we have to pay taxes on everything, then they're no different, you know?
Yeah. Now, Australia is not as free. You don't have freedoms in Australia, the same freedoms we have in the United States when it comes to speech and the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, right?
No, no, it's a lot different out there. It's a lot more socialized, but, you know, it sort of, it sneaks up on you, and people don't realize it. It creeps in, you know, and eventually eats away at your freedoms. And,
that's the right word. It creeps in. That's exactly right. Jason, from Australia, now a proud American, and we're proud to have him.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.